Hall of Fame.
Blog Talk Radio.
Show, www.thematthewaronshow.com.
Knock 'em.
All right. I'm good. Yeah, get rid of a little phlegm.
Oh, yeah.
At Matt Aaron Show on Twitter, Matthew Aaron on Facebook. I'm waiting for Pat Tobias to call in, but I'm sitting here with Ali Capreas.
Hey, Ali Capreas. Hello.
And Steve Weirich.
Steve Weirich, hello.
I'm glad you guys know your names.
I do.
Really good.
Oh, yeah.
Really good. I'm waiting for Pat.
Good show so far.
Right, thank you. Thank you. You like the Temptations?
Yeah.
We started out with one song, and I'm like, nah, I'm not digging it. I'm not digging the audio quality of the Arsenio. it was probably filmed on a VCR,
right.
You know, taped on a VCR quality kind of thing. Like,
it was recorded on Edison's cylinder.
Well, like when I played the video, Arsenio was like bouncing, you know, with the waves of the TV.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. So there's your Temptations here on K-Hits.
Absolutely, Temptations. We've got all the best Motown sounds for you.
Here's Pat Tobias, so let's take care of this before I get to Twitter.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Tobias. Hi, Pat.
Hello. You're waiting on me?
Yes, I was waiting on you so you can explain to our audience what's going on this evening.
Oh, well, there was a scheduling mix-up.
Snafu.
Not exactly on my end, but still, you know, it happens. Shane West is not going to be on the show tonight. He's in Canada.
Will he be on soon?
Yeah, next Thursday we're going to record an interview with him in the morning and play it on the show that night.
Because I love Shane West.
Yes.
Yes,
so.
You do.
That'll go perfectly with my morning wood.
Right.
And so instead I decide tonight, oh, God, my sister's calling me. Hello.
Hi.
You know, Shane West rescheduled for next Thursday, so you don't really need to call. I
know that. Okay, bye.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Really?
Good night.
That's it? That's all you gave a fuck about? Well, we're going to talk about you once you leave.
All right, good night.
Oh. Shame.
That
just happened.
Wow.
That's good. What a shame.
A loyal listener.
Should it shock
loyal
you?
Loyal listener.
Are you really
there,
shocked?
Oh. Well, way to go, Tobias.
Oh, yeah. It's all my fault.
Loyal listener.
You should have just tried to get Shane Black instead.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get Shane Black.
Oh.
It's he's preparing that new Iron Man movie. It's like pulling teeth.
I understand.
Pat, anything else going on? We're going to play some of those Comic-Con interviews. And we may or may not have someone calling in. I'm waiting to hear from E. E needs to it needs to be ran up the flagpole at E. So.
Yep.
Someone really bad from E wants to come on the show. Really bad. Like they want to do a real bad tonight.
Oh, okay. I was going
to
say.
But due to contractual situations, it has to be approved by E, and it was last second. So we'll see if we get it on time.
Yeah.
Is not a Kardashian.
No, it's not a Kardashian.
Unfortunately.
You'd actually go through gender communication.
Unfortunately,
yes.
Yeah, Steve, how come you haven't booked me some Kris Kardashian?
Would you like to talk to Kris?
Is it John Henson?
Well, Kris Jenner or Kris Kardashian?
Or,
there's
or
a difference.
Brooke Burke?
Well, you know, the basketball player is Kris Kardashian. The woman who runs the gender communications, it's Kris Jenner. Different.
Oh, no. I know way too much about that.
I got to keep up in the trades. I'm sorry. I got to keep up in the trades.
Hey, really?
There is, unfortunately for some, there is a market for that reality family. You know, it's crazy.
It is.
And I did used to keep up with the Kardashians quite a bit. Not so much anymore.
hey, Pat, what's our call-in number? Because Blog Talk keeps giving me the wrong one.
We're at the 347.
Yeah, the new one. What's the new one?
It's 347.
347.
202.
202.
0250.
0250. Or can people still call the 424?
I don't know, but it was working last I checked.
Yeah, Pat, I don't know if you know this, but that blogtalkradio.com website, it's got some problems.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to get into that as usual.
Okay.
No, but Lee, you make a solid point.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of Blog Talk, Lee?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, the sexy British voice.
Hey, maybe I can get Bruce Fretz to call him and do a live play-by-play of Whitney.
Oh,
but
no.
But it's Thursday. Isn't it Project Runway night?
Oh!
Ooh, yeah.
Good point.
Someone knows Bruce's viewing patterns very well. I'm impressed.
Hey, Allison Rosati's available.
Allison Rosati.
Do I want some pizza?
I love Rosati's.
No. I remember in the Pizza Guy Diaries,
yeah.
I said
sister.
I'm my sister, yeah. Allison Rosati.
I forgot about that.
Steve filmed a short, which you can find on YouTube.
Yes.
I don't have the link available. But YouTube search Pizza Guy Diaries,
yes.
And it is me starring. And I'm a pizza delivery guy who has some run-of-the-mill pizza delivery issues. And I work for a company called Rosati's Pizza.
Yeah.
And my sister, Allison.
That's right.
Who she does not make a cameo, unfortunately.
After an unfortunate incident with a late pizza and a gun.
She may have not liked the script so much.
Yeah,
a late pizza and a gun.
Huh.
Oh, there was a gun.
Yeah, there was a gun involved.
And it was a real gun.
It was a real
and
gun.
I looked at Steve and I go, okay, well, this is going
on. I let that happen. And, you had to wear that jacket in 90-degree weather.
90 degrees. I'm wearing, like, this Rosati's, like,
winter jacket.
Super wintery jacket. It's got, like, three layers built into it.
Oh, one of those ones that's like a high school jacket with letters, like leather arms.
Well, No. It has the windbreaker thing, but it has, like, three cotton, like, layers in it.
Oh, Jesus.
And, I had to wear that. It was 90 degrees. You know what it's for? It's for all those fat, sweaty pizza delivery guys so they don't, like, sweat through the...
Right.
No, pit stain.
That was me. At one point in my life, that was me.
It's literally made out of the thing that they put the pizza in to keep it warm, to keep them warm.
No pit stain.
Yeah, right.
None.
By the way, I do have to make an apology for yesterday's show once again. Will Estes's phone. We're going to have the audio fixed over the weekend. It'll sound a lot better. But also... I did make a comment about Megan's nose being huge.
Oh, you did?
It was just an observation.
Okay.
Not a joke.
Okay.
There was nothing funny about huge noses.
Observation, okay.
So it was an observation. So, Megan, dear, if you're listening like you were yesterday, and, you know, she called Alex a douche, not
she
me.
She did call Alex a douche.
She was not mad at me at all.
And to the lactose intolerant community, we are sympathetic.
Oh, well, I am lactose intolerant, so I can make those jokes.
What the hell happened yesterday?
I didn't become lactose intolerant to tell the joke.
I thought you did, actually. I thought you converted.
I didn't convert for the
joke. No.
I love that apologies for yesterday's show came to Will Estes, our guest, and then Megan about her nose, and then the lactose intolerant community.
Well, you know, it was Wacky Wednesday.
Oh, man.
You don't know what goes on Wacky Wednesday.
No.
Herb Lawrence from The Score, 670 The Score, wanted to remind me that my favorite actress in my favorite show is on TV right now.
Oh, no. Why would that happen?
Whitney at 8:30 Central Time,
yeah,
NBC.
Yeah, Charles Salvatore.
Charles Salvatore's DVRing.
DVRing it, yes.
Okay.
I will leave my choice words
Betsy
for him
Thomas,
off the air.
Betsy Thomas, the showrunner, put out a public... she did a publicity for the show,
uh-huh.
And she said, we think there's room for Whitney's style of comedy within the pretentious shows that NBC shows on Thursday night. That'll win you some love
wow.
in the executive office.
Wow. And so season two is not
Betsy Thomas. The live audience. Is that sarcastic live audience? Is that sarcastic?
Yeah.
A little bit. They were not. Well, I'll let them go.
Let it happen.
I love when the live audience loves their own bit.
Yeah. Yes.
They love their own bit.
You know, watch out, because sometimes I got into it with an audience member last night. You remember. You remember this. Hey, none of that.
Pipe down over there.
They do not like that. They don't want to talk about that incident, you and the audience member. No, you weren't talking to an audience member. We had a phone call last night.
Oh, yes.
What is that guy doing?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. In my stage? In my studio here?
He's not getting a gift bag.
So tell me more about this. Did you just shoot this Pizza Man movie in summer? This summer?
Last summer.
It was last summer.
Right, last summer when I was...
Is it better than the actual movie Pizza Man starring Bill Maher?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it actually is.
Low bar.
As low budget as that movie, but not as low bar.
It was very low budget. And when I say budget, there was none.
So, Pat Tobias, back to you real quick.
Yes. Yes. Oh, he's still over.
What's our schedule looking like here? We got who's next up on the old sphincter interviews?
Well, let's see. Tuesday, we got Jenna Dewan Tatum.
Married to Channing Tatum, correct?
That is correct.
So, that's nice.
Yeah, and then Thursday, we got the Shane West. And then Friday, Adam McKay.
Adam McKay, he's done a few things.
Hey, Adam McKay.
It's a couple, yeah.
Director, writer, Adam McKay, producer.
Yep.
What was that? Anchorman he did? Step Brothers?
Yep. Yep.
Talladega Nights?
Right.
Couple movies?
Yep.
No big whoop.
No.
He'll cancel. Once he finds out what kind of show he's on, he'll cancel. So anyways, I do want to bring up a Twitter person.
Yes.
I got to pull up Twitter, though, because I don't want to get her name wrong.
Right. No, don't get the name wrong.
I got into a lot of fights on Twitter this week. People, young ladies are not fans of mine anymore. I'm losing the Bieber crowd.
Okay.
Feeny, 29, her name's Claudie. Says, oh, wow, who are you to lecture me about what to think is funny or not? Are you the Pope of comedy?
Uh-huh. Are you the Pope of comedy?
I wanted to clear it up, and I'm going to reply to her right now. Yes, I am the Pope of comedy.
And here is my decree.
I was going to say, I thought you were, actually.
And for proof, listen to my show. So she will see... She will see I am the Pope of comedy. And just to prove it.
What was this regarding?
Well, just to prove it, I'm going to get into my Pope outfit right now.
Please
and
do.
We're going to talk some comedy. And I'm going to be the Pope of comedy.
Put on your hat
live.
And stash. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, let me go change real quick here. And I'm going to come out. And Steve, you can introduce me or Lee as the Pope.
Okay.
Just, you know how I like it.
Okay.
A good introduction,
okay.
Please. So here we go.
Don't get the footsteps.
Oh.
Don't forget your hat.
He got out of town fast.
Oh,
wow.
My God. That was like on The Simpsons when someone dashes out of a car. They need to come. Oh, boy. Talk about a quick change.
Without further ado.
Yes. Hear ye, hear ye. Right. Wait a minute. That's a king.
Raining from Downers Grove, Illinois. Weighing in at 180 pounds, he is the world heavyweight Pope of the world.
A 6'6 guard. Wait a minute.
Matthew Arum.
The Pope of comedy.
Humanitarian.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice to meet you.
No,
okay.
You
you can kiss the Pope's hand. Yeah.
The Lord has never failed you yet. So hold on.
Hold on. So here I am, the Pope of comedy. The Pope is here.
The Pope is here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So let's talk funny.
Testify.
Decree, your papal decree.
The Pope finds, hold on, what was in the news this week? Give me a joke that was in the news. The Charlie Sheen roast.
Charlie Sheen roast, yes.
Amy Schumer made a joke about Steve-O.
Yes.
Concerning Ryan Dunn.
Funny or not.
Pope says?
Funny or not.
Hilarious! Hilarious! Oh, the Pope says. The Pope says. Lee, do you have any? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lee, do you have any jokes that you would like to ask the Pope about?
What do you think of the longer school day in Chicago, proposing a longer school day?
The Pope says, school's for losers. Oh, we got a younger audience here. They love it. Homework's for bums. Steve, you got anything for the Pope?
Gilbert Gottfried, funny or not.
Hilarious at Gilbert Gottfried. Who cares about the Jap? I'm just kidding. We all love Toyota. Okay. Who's got something for the Pope?
I'm stunned. I'm in awe.
Well, my gospel choir behind me here, they're still going.
Joe!
Lee, what do you got for the Pope?
Mayor Rahm, what do you think of him?
Mayor Rahm, he's really funny.
He is. Oh,
fart, Pope, fart jokes.
Love them! Oh, he loves a good Mr. Bubble.
Good.
Or how about some packing tape? Oh, but I maybe some Oprah Winfrey. Oh, this is comedy. A little cheese dog from the Pope.
Oh yeah.
And how about the Pope leaves you with this? A C flat. Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. The Pope. So that was for Phenai 29. The Pope was here.
Wow.
FPNI29 on the Twitter.
Right. Boy, did you get your tweet? You. The shit responded out of it.
Oh, I have to take my hat off. Hold on.
Yes.
It weighs a lot.
It's a big hat. Just
so
it
I am
inside.
The Pope of comedy.
I was
so
wondering.
Thank you for asking.
I was wondering why you sat in that weird plexiglass thing when we have to drive you around.
Well, that's for other reasons, too. Not everyone that listens to the show is a fan.
Now,
those white supremacists aren't huge fans of me.
Yeah, a few of them
are. They think that guy is a little too Jewish.
Yeah, I know one who lives south of here who thinks
that. Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. So.
Do you ever get any mail on this show, like letters?
Yes. Yes. That's funny you brought that up.
Yes.
Because we got letters last night and the night before about Chris McDonald and about last night's show.
Oh.
We had a listener.
Either or.
I don't know if they were in the live audience or not. So
might
I couldn't
not have
say
been.
Viewer.
Right.
It's a big audience.
Right. So, Steve, someone was very appalled, Sean, was very appalled at you saying that you would have sex with pre-nose job Ashley Simpson.
What?
Appalled.
I want to explain myself.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Please.
Listen, I can't be that superficial anymore. I just can't.
Oh, for Lee, who was not here yesterday, we...
Don't worry, I got it.
Yeah, we played a game called pre or post plastic surgery.
Okay.
And it was, who would you screw him pre or post plastic surgery?
Okay.
We all agreed we'd screw Michael Douglas pre plastic surgery.
Yes, well...
A lot of them were post, though, but this one, Steve went a different direction.
I went hunky China syndrome Michael Douglas.
Well, Steve went with the water slide for a nose Ashley Simpson over cute Ashley Simpson.
You could ski down her nasal labial.
Sean Harding wants explanation.
Sean Harding, let me just mention this. How can I not screw her, pre-plastic surgery when mine's gone so terribly wrong? I'd be a hypocrite in that aspect.
Your plastic surgery has gone terribly wrong.
It was
one of those cartoon bits where they suck Steve's stomach in, and as soon as he walked out, it just all popped out again.
Who gets Botox into their earlobe?
Stitches unstitched.
I was going to say another. Well, yeah, I looked like Catwoman's leather stitched suit. I'm just saying.
I know a lot of women in Beverly Hills that look like that. So
I'm saying is I don't know how many blocks she's been around post-surgery.
Yeah.
And I just kind of don't want to act like I'm riding a Schwinn with her in some aspect.
Okay. That's very fair.
I'll tell you who I would bang post-plastic surgery. Kathy Griffin.
No.
As long as I had a ball gag on her mouth.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, she's all right.
No, I'm not. You know what? I'm not appalled by that. It's just interesting. It makes me think. It makes me think if I would. Is Anderson Cooper involved or not?
He can if he wants to.
He can if I want him to or if he wants to.
As long as he hasn't been hanging out too much with Shepard Smith lately.
Well, he is your fluffer, I bet.
So if we're going with pro Anderson Cooper.
Dr. Girard took his little solo flight to Urination The plane.
I'm
going to
go with. I will bang Kathy Griffin, and I will bang Kathy Griffin with Anderson Cooper if Anderson Cooper is laughing. It's so damn adorable.
Oh, God.
I don't know if it does much for my Woody, but
I was going to say
it's adorable.
It's like little giggly animals in Bambi.
Wow.
Sorry, this actually never happened to me.
Never happened to him.
Three ways never happened. Well,
never happened.
There was a woman involved.
That sounds like.
But
that laugh. That sounds like nothing says fresh like my fresh blackberry cookies.
I gotta tell you something. You know what I'm really into? I'm into Anderson Cooper's new daytime talk show.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh. I'm all. It's my crack.
Yeah.
I don't like anything in the daytime, but I'm into the Anderson Cooper.
We need an intervention.
There's
already.
Something so lovable about that guy. How do you not like Anderson Cooper?
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah. He is kind of cool, right?
Yeah, he's hip, right?
Okay.
He's like a swarthy journalist. He's like your example of like a cool, hip, hunky journalist. He's like a studly journalist.
He's a wow. You have a crush on this Anderson
yeah.
here. He's studly.
He is kind of studly.
Is he studly?
But I mean, he's had some great shows already.
Back in the old days, it was Walter. Edward Murrow, Walter Cronkite, Mike Wallace. It was creepy old guys. Now we got Anderson Cooper. This is a good time to be alive in America.
Yeah, yeah, and Anderson loves cats too. So
loves
cats. I'm all about the cat. So
I'm not a cat person.
We know you're not a fan.
Okay.
I want to play. Some interviews from Comic-Con. We haven't done that yet.
Yeah, let's do it.
Comic-Con, which was last month, we do have the interviews, and we've posted them on YouTube at the Matthew Aaron Show for your enjoyment. But I figured we'll play some of them live here tonight. So do we start with Mimi Rogers? Mimi Rogers.
Yeah, I think that's a good
go with Mimi Rogers?
Yeah.
We're going to start with Mimi. Are you okay with this, Steve?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, I'm Matthew Aaron from the Matthew Aaron Show here once again at Wizard World Comic Con, Donald Stevens Convention Center. And I am here with Mimi Rogers, who I think most people may know you from Austin Powers, would you say? Do you get that a lot? Do you get Austin Powers? And what else? What do people usually say they know you from when they talk to you?
A lot of Austin Powers, a lot of Lost in Space, a lot of X-Files. A lot of Someone to Watch Over Me, a lot of Mirror Has Two Faces, and then what I've noticed here at Comic-Con, a lot of big fans of Ginger Snaps,
yeah.
And another little movie I did called The Christmas List. I've had so many people talk to me about that today.
So, Mimi, what was it like working for Barbara Streisand?
It was amazing. I really was in a situation where I kind of had to pinch myself. I mean, I'm doing scenes with Lauren Bacall and Barbara Streisand. She's my mother. She's my sister. Barbara's directing. You sort of feel like you're in some kind of actor's fantasy that you may wake up in any minute. But she's very good with her actors. Very protective, very caring, and very smart. Knows exactly what she wants. I really feel like I learned a lot comedically from working with her.
And Jeff Bridges, too. He's fantastic. That's a good movie. I was also going to ask you about, yesterday it was announced that Mike Myers has... I feel bad. I have to make a comment. We'll go back to that in a second.
Yeah.
I lied.
Why?
I lied.
What do you mean?
So bad, and I can't live with lying.
What happened?
Mirror with Two Faces is fucking terrible.
It is.
But go back. Go back. I had to clear that up. I don't want people thinking I said that was a great movie. I was in the moment, people.
Yeah.
I was talking to Mimi Rogers. Talented cast. Mimi's good.
No, it's not.
Movie's boring.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
We can go back, Adam. Signed on to Austin Powers 4. Any chance we may see Mimi Rogers make a little appearance in Austin Powers 4? Have you heard anything?
I haven't, but if they want the movie to be successful, obviously they need to call me.
What's your favorite project that you've done? Do you have a favorite?
Oh, God, that's really hard. I mean, if I had to pick one, I would probably end up with The Rapture.
The Rapture, okay. Now, would you say... I just think this is kind of a funny thing. We talk about this on the show. We have a lot of showrunners on TV people. Where were the residual checks better from? X-Files or what's the best TV show you've done residual check-wise?
Well, I think in terms of residuals, you always do better if you're a series regular. So whether it was the Gina Davis show or The Loop, you know, I'm sure I got residuals from X-Files, but not as good as Jillian and David, that's for sure.
Well, very nice. Mimi, it was my pleasure to meet you. We'd love to have you on the show sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, just so people know how bad The Mirror Has Two Faces is.
It's not good.
Well, here's the song from the film with Bryan Adams and Barbara Streisand.
Wow.
I won't play it all.
Finally found someone who knocks me off my feet. I finally found the one who makes me feel
well, we gotta get a little Babs in there, I guess. A little Babs.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Started over coffee. We started out as friends. It's funny how through simple things, the best things begin.
You know the words.
Mom's a huge Babs fan.
Oh,
huge. God. Let me tell you the truth about this movie. Mom is a huge Barbara Streisand fan.
Yeah.
Dad likes her, too.
Oh, boy.
And
That reminds me of, yeah, my girlfriend's a vegetarian, which pretty much makes me a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to sit through The Mirror's Two Faces three times.
Oh, no.
I fell asleep all three times.
Oh, my God.
And I think the farthest I made it with that movie's halfway.
So you didn't get to see the complete duration of her showing off how good she still was.
I heard it's like 2.5 hours.
Oh, it's laborious.
Okay. That's a 2.5 hours.
Sitting through it is
long.
An ordeal.
So I'm not crazy about
no,
that.
No, you're not.
Okay, but Mimi was fantastic for an interview.
That,
I love her.
That,
she's great.
I mean, that movie has Mimi, and it's got Jeff Bridges. And
great cast.
Pierce Brosnan.
Lauren Bacall.
Pierce Brosnan.
Great cast.
Yeah.
Jeff Bridges. How do you go wrong?
Yeah.
Something went wrong.
Well, yeah. It's a love story. Maybe it's not our cup of teas.
Nope. Not mine.
Let me ask you something. I want to get your opinion on this.
Yeah.
I was talking to my friend, and he said that the national anthem for the United States should be changed to This Land Is Your Land by Woody Guthrie. This land is your land. Mm. Now, I made the point that I think it should be A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash. Because that
so you really think it should be This Land Is Your Land?
Though? I don't. Oh. No, that was his argument.
Well, let's give it a look. Let's give it a listen. See which way I want to go with this. I don't know if I want to change it, though.
Okay.
But if I have to pick one or the other.
All right, his argument was that the...
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California.
Here's my argument. Not everyone's a fucking hillbilly.
Yeah.
Next,
yeah.
Jesus.
All right, good argument.
Well, his argument was that the national anthem is a war ballad. Because it mentions rockets and bombs.
Tell your friend, we've gained a few more states since the Civil War.
That's true.
And
He was born.
I don't think that
like
represents
us,
our
north,
whole country.
He was born north of the Mason-Dixon, like all of us fellas. But he, my argument was A Boy Named Sue by Johnny Cash, because that song to me is the American song.
Does your friend still have slaves?
I was gonna say.
Just curious.
You know, this land is your land. That's actually Cracker Barrel's theme.
Oh, well, that's probably his friend's way of curing unemployment.
Yeah, right.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, that's Rick Perry's way, I think.
Is
slavery.
It? Right.
Oh, haven't said it out loud yet,
no,
but it's coming.
He hasn't, but it's coming.
What was your...
A Boy Named Sue, because that song is, all right, broken family, broken home, dad is not there, setting out to kill your father because of problems that you're having since you were little, carrying a gun... The one.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, didn't leave very much to my ma and me except this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that my daddy ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, they must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through.
Can I throw something out there?
Explain what that has to do with America.
All right. Struggling your life to overcome something that was done to you in your childhood. carrying a gun, being a roughneck, being rowdy, setting out to kill your father. What's more American than wanting to kill your father?
Yeah, breaking laws is just, you know. Yeah, I loved mine too. By the way, here's the thing I have. How about from the school, if it's not broken, let's not fix it. Little kids have to sing this song.
Oh, like, yes.
Kids sing the
Wouldn't you like to see kids standing in a grade school with their hands on their hearts?
No.
Having to do it, yeah.
I mean, kicking
and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beer.
Yes, parents want to raise their children to do that.
That's the America I know, though.
I don't know if I'd go with that song.
I wouldn't either.
A Boy Named Sue.
Okay.
I don't know. If I had changed the national anthem, I don't think I would.
I wouldn't either. It's not broken. Let's not fix it. Mm. I'm just tired of it.
Change it.
Tired of it.
Yeah.
Have you heard it a lot?
You want to hear the national anthem? Real deal, Holyfield?
It's almost been 250 years.
Do you want to hear the real deal, Holyfield?
Yeah.
This is the national anthem. This is why you don't change it.
It better not be rebuilt.
And now
city.
To honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Oh, boy. You had to go there. You had to go Whitney Houston. He's such a Whitney Houston fan.
This isn't the greatest national anthem ever. Feeling pretty fucking American right
Listen,
now.
Listen, it is.
Me too.
This is so 1776, though. So.
Was it written then, though? Was it?
It was.
It was written in 1776. Was it written in the War of 1812?
No, you're thinking of the 1812 Overture.
Can we get some fact checking on that? Because I'm pretty sure it was written while the White House was on fire, actually.
Oh.
During the War of 1812.
Oh, Whitney.
Wait. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
But I think you're somewhat wrong.
What?
This is fucking American.
Absolutely.
All right. What Johnny Cash song would you submit as the national anthem?
I wouldn't change it. I would not change it. My submission would be keep it the same.
Because then Whitney's got to sing a fucking Johnny Cash song at the opening of the
How
Super Bowl.
How great would that be?
Terrible. Would be awful. Wouldn't be good.
This is the real deal, Holyfield.
Sing it, sister.
Oh, boy. You can tuck your boners back into your pants.
First of all, 1776 is when the Star Spangled Banner was not written.
Not written. Oh. Thank
1814,
you.
1814, it was a poem originally.
Oh. Oh,
but, you know, whatever. Steve's a moron.
Oh, am I? Oh, well, turns out I was correct.
Yeah.
Turns out I was correct.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Write that down.
But anyway.
That's good.
How can you say that Whitney Houston national anthem is not the, you're not ready for some football?
I'm ready for some football, but not.
Lee, you've never been to a sports game?
Are you going to believe this guy?
I don't know.
Do you believe Bieber?
Bieber's saying you don't do sports.
Oh, I have been. I do now more than I used to.
Have you been to high? You haven't even been to high school sports games?
I was gonna say,
I was in the marching band.
That's why you wanted to change it. You were so sick of playing it.
Yeah.
You want to change it. You'd rather play a Johnny Cash tune.
I say change things.
Oh, you were one of those gays in the marching band.
Change things.
Do you now explain something to me, though. After you leave the marching band, you can go back to being straight. It's not like you're signed up for life.
I didn't like it.
Did they send you the microwave when you joined?
A woodwind is no substitute for a nice stiff one.
Oh, no.
Jesus Christ.
See, that's called playing along with the bit.
Did
you guys
play
should
the
try.
Skin flute
that's
in the
called
marching
That's playing
band?
Along with a bit. You guys should try it.
If your bits were good, I would.
Oh.
Who's not answering?
It's a Chuck.
Should.
But I didn't. I'd like to hear how wit.
Really?
I'm sorry, we've been playing the real Whitney on this show tonight.
Yes.
The real Whitney.
The original Whitney.
Someone's still in class.
You mean A. Whitney Brown.
Oh, Leonard.
Yes. Oh, Leonard.
So are we done? Are we done terrorizing the national anthem?
Yeah.
I just can't believe it was a thought to remake.
Yeah, I was going to say, who does that?
It was part of a discussion.
That's a weird discussion to have.
Well, that's the kind of discussions we have. We take the American mainstream and we set it on its
would
ear.
You like, yeah, what happens with you and your friend? How do you even lead to hating on America like that?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, guys. Constitution needs to go into a rewrite session there. That Declaration of Independence, rewrite it.
I may be all for that.
Yeah, maybe all for that.
Not me.
If anyone fails tonight.
It actually was an amendment. Yeah, I just realized that, actually. Who are you calling? Oh, this is actually kind of fun to not know who you're calling.
Right.
Cookie.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 630.
Oh no! Blah blah.
7362. At the tone, please record your message.
Your phone number.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I think I drowned it out.
Hi, Mikey Turzo. How you doing? It's not that your phone number's been given out on the air or anything, but I'd love to have you call me. Call me at this number, huh?
I covered you up.
Okay. No, Lee didn't cover you up. First of all, Lee was like, it's 630-677 boobity boo boobity boo boo boo.
Couldn't believe that happened.
That's in the Annabelle Gurwitch file.
It is.
Yeah, right. What happened? Did we ever edit that?
No, I never edited it.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Why not? Now people are going to go.
Yeah, right, go reference it. Because we don't have every show cataloged on our website.
Show is getting bigger now, too. May not be the best idea.
May not be the best thing.
To give out the state secrets anymore.
Yeah, I know.
No one can change phone numbers.
Well, while waiting for some phony calls here, why don't we play another interview?
Yeah.
Are we liking the interviews?
I'm liking
it. The show's audience. Is the audience liking it?
Yeah, the audience isn't. Are they sleeping?
Must have been something wrong with your mic, Steve.
Oh, they were they're giggling at you. They just don't like responding to you.
Fine, be that way.
Let's see. How about Vivica A. Fox?
Do it.
You in the mood for some Vivica A. Fox?
Let's do it.
Her and I are going to talk weaves.
That's right.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Matthew Aaron with the Matthew Aaron Show here at the Wizard World Presents Comic-Con at the Donald Stevens Convention Center. And I am here, you know her from Kill Bill, you know her from Independence Day, you know her from Curb Your Enthusiasm, you know her from Soul Food, Vivica A. Fox.
What's happening, Chicago?
Vivica, I got to tell you, this is going to surprise you. All your movies, my favorite is Soul Food.
Wow, really? You like good cooking?
I like you and Vanessa Williams.
That's
okay.
Two pretty sisters, right?
You're good. You're good. Now, let me ask you this. How did you get involved with Curb Your Enthusiasm? What a out of left field kind of thing.
Well, Curb Your Enthusiasm happened, believe it or not, right after I got booted off of Dancing with the Stars. So it was really good for my ego. I was actually on my way to Turks and Caicos to have a vacation because I was a little pissed. But I got the thing, and the main reason why I got the job, he said, was because I called him LD.
So that's a true story. We had Tim Gibbons on the other day, and he was talking about you on Curb. And I also wanted to ask you about Kill Bill. You worked with Quentin Tarantino, and you guys did. It's basically two movies. How's it working with Quentin?
Well, it was awesome. I actually had a feeling that we were going to be making more than one movie when I got the original script, and it was 222 pages long. I was like, wow, okay. But Quentin is very descriptive with his writing. He is so awesome. I enjoyed working with him. He was such a professional. I don't know if I enjoyed training for 6 months, but I got in the best shape of my life.
Yeah, you look great in that movie. Now, let me ask you, I have a friend who developed a show called Hot in Cleveland. Is it true that one time you were considered for the lead of that show?
Yeah. They did come to me about Hot in Cleveland, but those girls are kicking butt and they're doing their thing.
So what do you have in the future planned out then? What have you, any films ready?
I just finished episode of The Protector, starring Tisha Martin Campbell and Ali Walker on Lifetime. That's going to be coming out. I'm on HBO Cinemax Femme Fatales. That will be coming out in January 2012. I just did a film directed by the very talented Robert Townsend called In the Hive. And girlfriends, if you need some hair, please visit VivicaFoxHair.com. I got lace front, human, synthetic, ponytails, whatever you need. Vivica got it for you.
What about me? Do I need some hair too?
I think we'll start our men line starting in 2013. Might be a minute, but we're going to get you, fellas.
Yeah, you're going to need to get me. Thank you so much, Vivica. I'd love to have you on the show sometime.
All
thank
right.
you.
Reach out to my publicist, BJ Coleman.
There you go.
All right?
Thank you very much. There you go. There you go, Pat Tobias. Reach out to BJ.
BJ. Reach
BJ.
Out. Reach out.
And
touch someone.
Vivica Fox is so hot.
Yeah.
That was, she's smoking.
She was.
Smoking. Like in person, it's just like.
Yeah, she was looking good.
Breathtaking.
And I love that she plugged her...
Weaves.
Yeah, her hair and synthetic. I love that.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
A lot of people
synthetic just, hair. Sorry,
like,
weaves.
I love that people were just, like, just hawking stuff.
Yes.
Remember Tia Carrari, who wouldn't do an interview with us, was selling, like, hemp necklaces and bracelets?
Lost her voice.
Shit.
Lost
yeah.
her voice, she
yeah.
did.
Poor Tia.
Poor, yeah, I mean, it's not that she wouldn't. She
well,
just lost
when
her voice.
You have to sing for Crucial Taunt so much, you're going to have that problem.
Sing for who?
The band in Wayne's World.
Oh, you can't bring up Wayne's World on this show.
No, do not.
Jesus.
Are you kidding? That, the other
that,
show.
Is that the Pee-wee's Playhouse word?
No, it's the other cable access show we don't speak of.
Oh.
I love Wayne's World, though.
Yeah,
but yeah, we shouldn't promote other people's
yeah,
shows.
We don't do that.
I'm not one to promote another product. I'm not going to promote Wayne's World. On my show.
No, please don't.
It's not happening.
You probably shouldn't. You shouldn't.
I'm not doing it.
Don't.
Because you're better than that.
Yeah.
I'll ask
yeah.
you not to do it.
You don't need to...
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, do you do the fandango? Thunderbolt of lightning, very, very frightening.
Galileo,
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 Galileo, Galileo. I refuse to promote that product.
No, don't. Don't do it.
It's like
he's
people...
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, spending his life from his home.
Like people only do things because they get paid. That's just really
bad.
Yeah,
I refuse.
I really don't.
I refuse to promote Wayne's World, the film, 1993. Wayne Campbell and Garth. Garth whatever.
Garth
whatever.
Garth Algar. Algar.
Algar.
Yeah, that's the name.
Greek.
Mamma mia, mamma mia.
Like I was saying, I'm not going to promote this at all.
No. Ed O'Neill, I will not promote him.
Not at all.
No.
Rob
Lowe. Someone hand me some red rope.
Now another climax.
Red rope. It's in the ceiling of my car.
Is it?
No.
Okay, so we'll hand it to you.
Steve, what's wrong with your head?
I can't. You're partied out, man.
Can't control it.
So anyway,
not
okay.
promote other people's shows on here.
So I was reading Reader's Digest, and no, I wasn't actually. I wish.
You know what I always wondered though?
What's that?
You and I are in Aurora quite a bit.
We are.
Where
in
is
Aurora.
This Wayne Campbell house? Because I got news for you.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
The whites are kind of sparse in the Aurora.
I'm guessing off of. I'm going to guess off of Eola Road, like Eola and Butterfield, if I had to guess.
Where's Wayne in Aurora?
Well, you and I and Steve are whites, and we don't.
I haven't seen him at Sonic.
No, not at Sonic or Walmart either.
Or at Super Wal.
We used to hang out at
or
Super
at the Wal. Walmart on the other side of the town.
Steve and I go to Super Walmart all the time. We're the only white people there.
Only.
Only white.
Oh, yeah. Usually late at night, and we go through the $5 DVDs. And you know.
Oh, boy.
Boy, oh, boy.
Yeah. That's what that was. All right.
So
we should do a special show where we go out and search for that house.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it exists.
Good luck finding
yeah,
the neighborhood.
I think that's a long show.
Okay.
You'll have to.
I was gonna make it like a documentary or something.
You'll have to go a few thousand miles away, as I don't think it was shot in Aurora.
No.
Okay, hey, are you through yet? Because I'm getting tired of holding this. Shut up. That's what she said.
Oh, yeah. Oh!
Whoa, hold
that
the
was,
phone.
That was funny.
That was history's first. That's what
I
she
was
going to
say. Was there a show that borrowed that, by the way?
Just saying.
Was there
just saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Throwing that out there.
You know that car shish kebab thing that you see in that montage when they're in the... They took that down. It's gone from Cermak Plaza. Fuckers.
Is that the greatest movie ever, though?
It is.
Don't you love Wayne's World?
Love it.
Ed O'Neill's great.
Ed O'Neill is great.
Who else is in it that I love?
Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe.
Kurt Fuller.
Kurt Fuller, I
Brian
love.
Brian Doyle Murray.
Yeah, BDM.
Yeah.
He's in it.
BBM. Not BBT, though.
BDM.
BDM. Not...
Right. I just like you called Michael J. Fox MJK to Michael Whitehorn yesterday. Yeah, way to go on that one. MJK, he's a great actor. You spell Fox with a K?
Not lately.
Yeah. Well, I like Jerry with a G.
And an I.
And an I.
Listen, John Boyce.
So anyways, though, back to Wayne's World. What, is there not a scene in that movie that's not funny?
Is there not a scene in the movie that's not quotable?
They're all funny. Every scene in that movie is funny.
Yeah.
Even down to the cameos like Alice Cooper.
Right.
It's hilarious.
Right.
Plus, Chris Farley. Any movie with Milwaukee in it, by the way, too.
Features Milwaukee. Yeah.
And then there's Wayne's World 2.
Wayne's World 2 had some good things in it.
It had good things. It wasn't Wayne's World.
Wasn't Wayne's World.
I like the Graduate parody. I like the Charlton Heston cameo.
What about Love Guru? Did you like that?
Oh, please.
No? Not your favorite, Mikey Myers?
No.
You know what I love about Mike Myers? He wrote that Cat in the Hat, right? I think he had a hand in writing it.
Yeah.
Remember the end of the movie where Spencer Breslin is trying not to close the box to that world and his sister Dakota Fanning's falling into, like, the Seuss world? You haven't seen this?
Didn't see it.
All right, well, there's a hole, some kind of, like, virtual hole.
Yeah.
Where the Seuss world is. And it's getting sucked back into this box. And Spencer Breslin's using his hands to try to close the box. He should have just used his fat ass. And by the way, that kid's so fucking annoying, Spencer Breslin. So fucking annoying. He is the worst child actor.
Is he related?
And I'll tell you why.
Is he related to Abigail Breslin, the little girl from Little Miss Sunshine?
Yes. Yes. They're brother sister.
Oh.
So if I were her, I'd watch out. She could be Chow.
Yeah.
Fucking Spencer Breslin. Remember Disney's The Kid with Bruce Willis and Spencer?
Oh, wow.
Like, that's why I just don't like Spencer Breslin. There's worse child actors.
I think I was confusing him. I was confusing him with Cameron Bright.
Yeah, I just dislike him the most because he's been in the most movies.
Yeah.
Like, he keeps getting lead roles.
Yeah.
What's the other one? He's in Raising Helen with Kate Hudson and Cusack.
Oh,
and
God.
Gary Marshall. Gary Marshall loves Spencer Breslin.
Yeah.
Loves him. Have you seen the preview for Gary Marshall's new movie?
Which is?
New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Oy,
dang. Oh, no.
Bobby De Niro.
Yeah.
I wonder how Bobby De Niro feels about his credits being next to Ryan Seacrest.
Oh.
Nothing?
I don't have anything
nothing
on
that.
Yeah, no, that makes me sad.
Well, you know,
what
someone...
is going on with De Niro? Why hasn't he really taken a great character?
I heard Killer Elite's kind of good.
Yeah, that looks like...
And I hear he's good in it, but he's not the lead.
Yeah, he's not the lead, but he hasn't really...
I hear he's good in it, though.
Yeah, well, he's a solid workman, obviously, but...
Well, sometimes. Is Killer Elite a remake? I know there's the original. Is it a remake, though? I thought they were doing, like... I thought it's totally different.
What's it a remake of?
The Killer Elite with James Caan.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Caan. But that's a totally different movie. Well, it doesn't look anything like this one.
Yeah.
Straw Dogs at least looked similar. Like, it had the same running plot.
Right.
I don't know about the Killer Elite.
I don't know about all these Peckinpah remakes.
I do. I do. Yeah. I know about them.
What do you know about them, Steve?
Straw Dogs, I know. It was a great remake.
So you hear.
So I hear.
I didn't see it.
I'll take the director's word for it. How's that sound?
The original was not flawless. It was not a flawless movie.
I didn't know the remakes.
Yeah.
I'm going to look. I'm going to look if... It doesn't say so on Wikipedia, which, of course, is the number one source if you want to know anything. No, it says the film's based on a 1991 novel, The Feathermen. So they're just reusing the name, The Killer Elite.
Oh, I was going
to say, the preview looks nothing like Jimmy Kahn and Arthur Hill.
I don't remember a Killer Elite.
I'm trying to remember who else. It's Jimmy Kahn, Arthur Wood, Robert Duvall, yeah. Oh. It's a very good movie. I liked it. It's a slower burning action movie, like most Peckinpah, but it's good. So what else is going on? Tia Carrere does a lot of music.
Oh, yeah.
Is she really that good?
You know what? I guess she is that good. She's doing a lot of music.
That would explain the lost voice.
She performed at the Grammys in 2009.
Really? Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'm looking at. Her and Daniel Ho. Whoever Daniel Ho is.
Hey, more power to her. You know.
All right. Well,
more power to her. That's what she's doing.
I kind of liked her version of Ballroom Blitz. I'm not going to lie.
I did too.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I didn't know she was, like, good.
She is.
That's cool.
She's good.
Cool. Great.
Good for her.
Wonderful.
You know, she's very good.
Bitch didn't do an interview with me.
Lost voice. Lost her voice is what happened.
How about Maria Kanellis, that hottie?
Yeah.
Former WWE diva. Do we want to hear this interview?
Let's do it.
I do.
She's hot.
Very.
Smoking hot. But I thought, like, some of that orange tanning shit was going to rub off on my hand after we
hugged
and shook hands. Oh. I thought there'd be, like, orange all over me, like an orange body print.
Like
her,
being,
like,
she was hot,
her
though.
Boobies
you,
would be
you're,
on my boobies.
You're gonna be,
except there'd be orange boobies.
Oh. I'm basically Ghostbuster slime.
Yeah, you'd be slimed. Yeah.
No offense. I love Maria, but just calm down on the orange.
She loves you, too.
Calm down on the orange.
Matt,
she does love me.
She loves you, too.
Matt, you got Maria
nice
all over
note.
You.
Yeah. Oh, I wish. Hi there, ladies and gentlemen. I am Matthew Aaron with the Matthew Aaron Show. We are back here at the Donald Stevens Convention Center for Wizard World Presents Comic-Con. I am here with former... Were you Diva champion ever?
No.
Women's champion? Never?
No.
What? We are here with former WWE wrestler. She's a musician, I know. She was on Celebrity Apprentice, which I watch religiously. Maria Kanellis. Hi, Maria. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very good. I'm very excited to meet you because watching Celebrity Apprentice, I got to say, don't take this the wrong way, but you were way more intelligent than I expected.
Everybody
you were
says
very
that.
Good.
Everybody says
you were very good. You did a great job. And I believe your charity was Make-A-Wish, correct?
Yes.
And so you still do a lot of charity work for Make-A-Wish then, right?
I'm actually doing a show down in Nashville for Make-A-Wish, which I'm really excited about. I'm meeting a few Wish kids as well. So I love that charity because those children are fighters. And no matter what we're going through our days, it's nothing compared to what they go through.
Now, Maria, like, what do you have going on right now? What are you working on for the future? You got any projects in the works?
A little bit of everything. I'm doing everything from sword fighting to writing a comic book.
Sword fighting?
Yes. If you go to fantasywomenbattles.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, which is Maria L. Kanellis. It talks about the sword fighting that I'm doing right now. I play a demon, and I'm fighting an angel. And you have to vote for me to make me go to the next round. So
this sounds crazy.
And it's metal swords.
Now, are you still doing music, too? Or
I write still. I do write. For me, the writing was the bigger part of it for me. I love to write. I love music and putting it all together. But for me, it was all about the writing.
Is there ever going to be a return for you to wrestling? You never know. Now, who do you still keep in contact with from Celebrity Apprentice? Yeah.
Sharon Osbourne actually drunk dialed me not too long ago. Holly Robinson Pede, Summer Sanders, I still talk to them. I seen Sinbad not too long ago. You know, I still talk to them.
That's very cool. Well, you're a sweetheart. I don't really understand. Who's the one that had a problem with you again? I forget. I remember. It was Holly?
She's a friend.
Oh, okay. You're cool.
Yeah.
It's that Robinson Pete. She's up to no good. Have you done the talk yet?
No, I haven't done the talk
yet. What kind of friend's that?
It doesn't matter. It's all good.
Well, Maria, I'd love for you to come do the show sometime. I'm sure you have a lot to talk about. And it's nice that you're interested. Well, we've had some hot women like NASA models and Playboy models on the show, and we're going to run out of steam of things to talk about.
I might have a couple of things to possibly talk about.
Well, I'd love to have you on in the future. Thank you very much, Maria.
Here, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Wow. Jesus.
What do you want?
That was interesting. Very interesting. So that was Maria Kanellis.
No, there's no cancel. There's a show. I'm doing a show right now, faggot. I mean, F it.
F word that rhymes with maggot.
I meant fun guy.
I meant shit face. Oh, man. So anyways, why would you even have your phone on?
All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, who called? Who was it that you took?
What
were you thinking?
Oh, yikes. He's going to call in?
He's going to call in because he has so much to say.
Right. Sounds good. Yeah. Wow.
Oh, how could you do that
to
Maria?
I don't know how I can react
anymore.
I didn't
do anything, Maria.
You had gas when you interviewed her.
Well, that happens.
Oh.
One got away.
Incredibly well-miked gas.
I was going to say incredibly well-timed gas, too.
Yeah, right. Well,
at least you
waited in between the spaces of between the sentences.
No, we love Maria. We love Maria.
Love you, Maria. Oh, yeah.
Don't we love Maria?
We love Maria.
Oh, we love her.
Well, you know, you're giving back to her. Via methane.
My favorite part is the part where you go, you know, you're a lot smarter than I thought you were.
And a lot of people say that.
I agree that that's not a weird thing to say, but it's just like,
I'm an honest interviewer.
You can't say, you know, you're a lot dumber than I imagined you would be. So this
Well, you know what?
Crazy.
Obviously, a lot
you
of
can't
people...
can't say the opposite thing.
Well, you know, the video did go on her website, so she couldn't have been that ticked. Let's just be real here.
By the way, just so people understand how great Maria is.
Yes.
It's her and Trish Stratus.
Trish, how concerned are you that Lita's training Christy Hemme for a match against you at WrestleMania?
Whoa, she looked way different, way not hot. I mean, as hot.
Concerned about Lita?
I think we need to have a pre-post on this.
Lita?
Oh, can we?
Do I need to remind you that it was me who ended Lita's career? And you know what? I'll do the same to Christy. So I think Christy should be concerned. Because, you know, it's one thing to win a Divas contest and land a Playboy cover, but it's an entirely different thing to get in the ring with me, a 6-time women's champion, and try and beat me at WrestleMania. So no, I'm not concerned that Lita's training Christy. You know, maybe I should get a trainer too, though. I mean, yeah, you know what? I should. You know what? I'm gonna get Hannibal Lecter to train me. Yeah.
What? Trish Stratus is the worst.
This I was gonna
the
say
worst interview
bad.
I've ever
you know
heard.
Bad promo.
But this is Maria interviewing. I think I'm a better interviewer than Maria.
Because I am gonna eat Christy alive.
What?
What was that? Whoa. Oh,
well,
you know.
Trish, you might be right, but you have to admit that the twist of fate Christy gave you was a pretty powerful message.
Oh, Maria, you're in trouble now, sweetie.
Yeah. Women like that do not use the phrase twist of fate.
Powerful.
It's actually a move.
Are you saying there's no place for these women?
No, it's actually a wrestling move, twist of fate. How's that? Put that in. Oh, no.
That's some rough sex.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Was about to say, for those of us who can't see, since this is radio.
Check that noise. You know, coming out of my bedroom every night.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I can only assume the worst. I can only assume.
Oh, look who's calling. Hello.
Hello, buddy.
And Mikey.
Yeah, I'm here.
We were just talking
about...
I got your
voicemail. I'm
off the air.
how nice. I just got off status
you made today, Mikey.
Say what?
I saw a Facebook status you made today. Rough day at work?
Oh, when was this? What does it say?
Oh, this afternoon. I don't know if you want me repeating it. It seems to be deleted off your book.
Oh, so it's not on my book anymore?
No, good job on that one.
Okay, good, because I wasn't really the – well, I kind of was the one that posted that, but it was only supposed to be on for a very short amount of time and then taken right
I
off.
It. I was all over that.
Oh, so, I figured.
Rough day at work, Mikey?
No. That was because of some actions that happened in an alleyway downtown Chicago.
Oh, what happened?
Well, let me just put it this way. About 950 pounds of real fucking pissed off, wrapped up in between about three people, took on about 800 pounds of pissed off, wrapped up between about seven people. There were some real small little dot heads. And in any event, we painted the place red.
Oh.
That's all. Wow. Oh.
So it wasn't anything real uneventful.
No, not uneventful at all.
Lee, you got any questions for Mikey here about his incident?
No.
Was this last evening, Mike?
No, it sounds kind of... Yeah,
it was last evening. After I left the all-you-can-eat buffet, after I left the all-you-can-eat buffet, went down to the gym, had a real good time at the gym, and then after I got out of the...
buffet closed. You didn't leave.
Say what?
Closed. You didn't leave the all-you-can-eat buffet closed.
Hey, relax, okay? Simmer down.
Can I ask a question, Mikey?
Simmer down.
Who would be that unwise to fuck with a guy such as yourself who can toss me around like a rag doll, no less? Shocking to me.
Who's the ringing?
Don't worry about the ring, Mikey. I'm calling the owner of 7-Eleven.
I'm just.
Hello.
Leonard.
What's up, Leonard?
What's going on?
You're on with me and Scherzo and Steve and Lee. How you doing, pal?
Hey, Lenny.
Oh, what a fucking wonderful crowd that is.
I know, we throw a grenade in that room, we'd solve some problems.
Sorry the Marty isn't
here. Yeah, right.
Sorry the Marty isn't here.
So who's this Marty I keep hearing about that you are tired of hearing about, Matt?
You know, Lee, he's just trying to get a friend of ours. Anything about you. Marty's just kind of, he's just there, you know. Oh.
You know, and this is in no way directed at Terzo because he really doesn't fit into this group, but it's more directed at Fricano and Matt Aaron, you know, the fact that these guys have completely disappeared and choose not to come out anymore on the weekends.
Oh,
so
we pick
up new friends along the way, dear friends.
Well, it doesn't mean they don't want to hang out with you, Lenny. I don't think you should see it that way. You know, people got a lot going on, and... I'm trying to do your social, bandage your social ills.
Lenny?
Yeah, right. Who's ass you kissing, Lee?
I know, and I fault about the mark. Hold on.
The what?
Hold on.
Turning into a conference call.
Lenny, are you on like the L or something? What is that?
Yeah.
No, I got the window open. I'm smoking.
Are you in the shower?
Hey, Len, are you stopping by?
No, I'm on my way home now. I got an early morning meeting.
Oh, you're on your way to Oakland? Okay.
Who are we calling?
Matt, what?
Nobody, don't worry about it. Are you on your way to Oakbrook? Is that what you said?
I bet you have a smirk on your face when you said that.
You could see it, huh? You could just see the smirk.
Can you put the fucking window up?
Yeah, hold on. I put it halfway up.
That's not fucking up.
No, it's halfway up.
Wait, if I was some fucking broad with my legs spread open and go, Len, you can fuck me, but you can only put it halfway in. That's still not sex. It sucks.
halfway is all the way, baby.
That was the best analogy ever.
So we doing Richard Saturday night?
Well, we
should let's do Richard.
We should be going
Bush
Richard
League.
Saturday. Are you gonna call? Are you gonna call Fritchie and get my cassette tape?
If you come out Saturday, yeah, I will.
Yes, I am coming out Saturday. I come out all the time if you call.
Really?
You know, I got a question. Hey,
Mike, go ahead.
Len, Did you see the Facebook post that they're talking about that I posted online last night at like 4 in the morning?
No.
Okay. So Matt, how did you find it?
Thurzo, I find everything, my friend.
Well, maybe we should... I'll have to tell Lenny off the air what it said, because I found it quite amusing. I was pretty proud of myself.
Well, why don't you send him a text real quick?
I'm on my phone. All right, hold on. I'll text it to him right now. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Has Richie confirmed your receipt of these cassette tapes?
What's that?
Has Richie confirmed that you're the one getting the cassettes?
Yes.
Why cassettes?
You know, Richie likes me quite a bit, Len. He's given me the cassette. He's posted it publicly.
I didn't ask.
It's a public posting.
I know, but I'm pretty sure I would have got them before you.
Oh, really? Well, you don't got them, do you?
Are they incriminating?
Because I don't want them. I don't want cassettes.
Why not? What are you going to
do? What am I going to do with a bunch of cassettes?
What are you going to do? Play them.
Is it incriminating, Lenny? What is on these cassettes?
They're music. Oh. Richie's 80s music collection.
Oh, it sounded like it was some...
Mixtape.
All right.
Homemade
cassettes. Because, like, cassettes are the only place you can get them. You can't get these on iTunes, right?
Wait. What was that?
You became a chicken for a second.
You can't get these on iTunes, right?
You can't get what on iTunes?
The songs there on the cassettes, right?
Well, I want the cassettes so I have John Fritchie's mixtapes so I can play them at parties in L.A.
Be like, these are mixtapes from Fritchie from the 80s and 90s.
Correct.
Oh, that's sarcastic.
Thurzo, are you typing with your dick?
Yeah, I'm done typing.
Oh, you're done typing. Why do you sound like you're 10 yards away now?
Because I'm on the speakerphone. I'm typing.
Oh, you're still typing. He's still typing.
I don't get what the big deal about this fucking status is. What happened?
Well, it must be really good.
Yeah, well, you must know because you're on Facebook till 6 in the fucking morning.
All right, I just texted it to you.
Man, it's not what I'm doing till 6 in the fucking
all
morning.
All right, hold on. Okay.
I love how this is going on. They're going through, they're reading texts on
this
my
is,
show.
This is technology in action, everybody. Gone berserk.
Len, could you read the text out loud for us?
Nope.
No, don't read that one out loud. So that we can have
Hey Len, what's the deal?
Hey Len, I made sure that they all knew exactly what I thought about him too.
Something bad must have happened, Mike.
We
now,
asked Thurzo.
I did not leave anything to imagination.
No, you didn't.
Hey, how's the smoking going?
It's going.
I'll tell you one thing though. They're going to hate that hospital bill a lot more than they hate me, though. That's the one thing I promise.
Uh-oh.
I love it.
What are you uh-oh-ing, Len?
I don't want to know. Wait, are we trying to make this into like a comedy skit here with the canned laughter?
Oh, we're not even
you know,
we're
canned.
Not
I have
anything.
A live studio audience.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's the fucking three crumbs of fucking Right Castle on the ground next to the stand.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and see.
That you left there, Mikey, you White Castle fucking pig with your fucking hundred.
Hey, that's what you guys asked for.
Asked for
White Castle.
I asked for you to pay $86 for White Castle.
You know, you weren't exactly turning it down, Matt.
I didn't have many. I had 4.
Bullshit.
What do you mean, bullshit? I had 4 White Castles.
Bullshit.
Where did the other ones go? They fucking evaporate?
No, they're in your stomach. They still make their way out. That was only a couple weeks ago.
And they smell the same going out as they do going in, too.
No, they smell better going out.
Hey, you know, let me ask you a question. Who was on the show tonight?
Did you just
cough? Who's on the show tonight?
Mikey, why'd you just cough?
What?
What'd you just cough over there, Mikey? Sounded like you had some phlegm or something. It came out like
that
a...
That wasn't me.
Was it...
Who's on the show tonight?
We had a lot of people on the show tonight.
This has actually been our most...
You had what?
Yeah, it's a star-studded show. We had Vivica A. Fox, Maria Kanellis, Mimi Ryan.
You had no one, did you?
Yes, we did. Well, obviously, you haven't been listening, loyal fan.
He's been in class.
You were too busy.
Well, I've been in class. Not to mention, I'm pretty sure your viewer base goes down because you do 10 of these a week.
You know, I also just got off work, buddy. I got off work when I called you guys. I can't listen. I was actually going to come over tonight, but then somebody decided they wanted to buy a car at 8:50 fucking 8 p.m. when we've been open 12 hours a day.
But did you get a sale at least?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Did you get a sale?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
Yeah, what kind of car did you sell, Mikey?
I sold a Kia Soul.
Oh, a Kia Soul. That's lovely.
It was very sexy.
What the fuck is it with you and all these sound effects?
I'm just... Well,
I don't know, but I feel like I'm on a fucking Dr. Demento show.
Hey, it's my studio audience loving Mikey's car talk.
Listen to me. Matt, you gotta cut out with this stuff. Next thing I know, you're gonna have Weird Al Yankovic on the show, okay?
What do you mean, Weird Al Yankovic?
You're like Dr. Demento over here with these stupid fart noises.
You know, Matt, if you're not careful, Terzo's going to come over and fart into another mic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Lee, the mic you've been talking into all night, Terzo farted.
Wait. Let me tell him. Lee, just so you know, the mic that you have been using was next to my boot. What's a good way? My balloon eye, I think that some people call it. I don't know. I farted on it to watch. You might get the pink eye.
That's wonderful. You guys still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Why'd it go quiet?
I don't know. Do you think they cut us? Did they mute us?
Or that we're just talking to each other.
All right, well, so what'd you do today?
Fuck it. Nothing. I had work, went to class. No, I'm not just getting to the house.
How about you?
Work?
Yeah, it just pretty much worked. I was out all night last night. I stopped in Oak Brook. I went to Tilt the Kilt. It looks like you guys were gone already. What time did you leave?
Well, everyone peeled out of there so quick.
Well, 9:30, 10 o'clock, you guys were gone?
I don't even know what time it was. All I know is we peeled out of there quick.
That sucks. So after that, I ended up going to Rena's Roadhouse, and there's a bunch of these dog eaters from out of town, and... So I started talking to some people, and then we ended up leaving, and then I went to this place called The Hangar over in Melrose.
Okay, in freaking Melrose Park.
You ever been to The Hangar?
No, where's it at?
It's right on North Avenue, in between 25th Ave and Mannheim.
Fun time.
Actually, it wasn't too bad. You probably would. I know you would. You would really, really enjoy this place, Bunny.
Probably.
So just think about it this way: you can smoke cigarettes, you can sit on leather couches while you're smoking your cigarettes, and you can have a real good, real nice looking lady sit right on your lap for as long as you like.
Well, see, isn't that ideal?
And you can drink scotch at the same time. All you can do all these things simultaneously.
That's kind of like, you know, it's overload.
Yeah, it's a little bit of sensory overload, but you know, it's all right.
What are you gonna be doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Saturday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah.
You know what I'd be up for? I'd be up for doing a dinner tomorrow, but. That's pretty much about it. That's the extent of
tomorrow
my
tomorrow, we're going over to Clubhouse for dinner.
Oh, in Oak Brook?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, no, just me, Pat, Marty, Crystal. That's it.
Why the this had to be Marty's idea, because the Clubhouse is absolutely terrible food.
Yeah, I want a Redstone.
Yeah.
Well, you know where why don't we go back to Kona Grill?
Kona would be okay. Redstone would be fine. Gibson's would be my preferred choice.
Always. Well, I got early morning Saturday.
Yeah. Don't even talk to me about early mornings. I got to be up at 6 a.m., okay?
Well, I want to try and get up that early. I doubt it'll happen, but...
Yeah, well, all I'm saying is, are we, is it a hard set on the clubhouse? I mean, their food is really not good.
I can't remember the last time I ate there.
I can. I've been there probably 50 times in the last year, and I always have to go. Yeah, you know, yeah. See, that's the difference. But well, what time are you meeting everybody for dinner?
I think they said 8. They really haven't hammered out the plans. But I think I told them the reservations at Redstone, too.
Yeah, I'd much rather. Redstone has some great fish dishes. Their Chilean sea bass is excellent.
You with the fish all the fucking time.
What? If you want, look, let's be realistic. If you want steak, you're going to Gibson's. That is the best steakhouse out there.
You know what?
Everywhere else
I actually like. I kind of like the steaks from Chicago Cut.
Where's Chicago Cut?
It's on LaSalle Street downtown. We wouldn't go to it tomorrow. But I'm just saying it's a nice, like, additional option.
I would be up for it. I heard about, have you heard this new steakhouse somewhere called Benny's?
Yeah, it's the same guy owns Valari. That I think it's right by Trump Tower.
Yeah. I think it's on Wabash, I think. Is it any good?
Yeah. Haven't been there.
Okay. Where the hell did they go, by the way? I've heard great things.
I wonder if we're, like, blocking their show.
What's that music in the background?
I hear them laughing almost.
No, you don't.
Would you guys get bored?
I didn't get bored.
We lost connection.
I was listening to you talk about the Marty and Oak Brook in the clubhouse.
We were off the air for a while. And we turned the show back on, and Terzo was mid-sentence, like nothing had happened.
Yeah, no, we were just going on with our lives.
Yeah, that was
pretty much. You know, I got to tell you something, though. It was probably good, because I went on a little bit of a rant there. It was probably good to end up on a rant in the air.
What did we miss, and who do we? What group of people do we have to apologize to?
Prince Ali.
Well.
Oh, here you go.
I'm trying to remember. Who was it, Len? Oh. What about the people in from out of town? Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Anyway, so, yeah, just keep me posted. Because I wouldn't mind shooting out there and grabbing a quick bite.
Yeah, it works. All right, I just got to go home. I'm going to watch
all right.
TV. So I'll talk
see you
to
later.
You in a bit.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Bye, Len.
I'm glad you guys have your convo on the phone. By the way, Terzo. Terzo.
Yeah, I'm here.
How are those how's those plane tickets going?
No word yet.
Oh, so we should call that fat fuck back.
You know, frankly, to be honest with you, I told you, I'm a little tight right now. I would not be able to book until next Wednesday.
All right, well, let's book it right now with Lenny for next Wednesday.
Okay. I hope he doesn't go.
This is like what we used to do in the old days, remember? Mm-hmm. First 7 weeks.
So Johnny thinks you're cute. Would you go on a date with him?
Who? Who thinks I'm cute?
Johnny?
You ever did that? Yeah, don't you remember doing that? You have your friend call the girl up that you like and ask her if she'd go out with you.
What does that have to do with anything?
Huh?
Huh? By the way,
hold on.
Mikey, I have a phone to pick.
Oh.
Go ahead.
What's with you and the Marty? Now you're all
me
about
and the Marty.
Now you're all about the Marty.
I'm not about the Marty. The fuck is up with you? You have a problem?
I want to go to a clubhouse for a bite.
No. As a matter of fact, if you remember, that entire conversation was about how much I hate the fucking clubhouse and how much I don't want to go there. what I'm going to Oak Brook for, because Lenny asked me what I was doing Friday night, and I said, well, I'd be up to grab something to eat. And he said, well, we're supposed to be going to Oak Brook. If your fucking jealous fucking ass would have kept your mouth shut, I was going to say, let you know about everything that was going on and see if you wanted to go. Whether or not you'd show up is still pretty much up in the air in question anyhow. But the reality of it is, no, nobody's up Marty's ass.
Nobody's up Marty's ass?
No, what? And it certainly ain't me.
Is there more no more room with the Stefano up there?
Hello, you're on the Ask Great Matt Deering Show.
Hi there, Alex. How you doing? We're talking about the Marty. We're talking about the Marty.
Oh, Marty.
Hey, Luisi. Luisi.
Marty?
Terzo's here.
No, it's not fucking Marty. Luisi, what are you doing tomorrow night?
What am I doing tomorrow night?
Yeah.
I got invited by Marty.
No, it's not fucking Marty.
That's funny.
I'm playing golf at Eagle Ridge on Galena tomorrow.
Are you really?
Love Galena.
Yeah, we're leaving at 8. I'm playing with a couple pros, and then I'm gonna shoot back to go visit with Marty at the clubhouse. You should come.
You know,
I heard.
No. First off, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with all you people. I mean, you got Italian last names for a reason. Why doesn't anybody wake up and realize and grow a pair of set and tell fucking Marty that the clubhouse has the worst fucking food on 22nd Street and it's a waste of fucking money and there's no goddamn way we're going there to get stroked up to get some fucking shit on a shingle and have a bill for $150. There's no fucking way we're doing that. So anyway.
Yeah.
Listen,
sit on a shingle, assholes.
I'm not paying for these drinks. Marty better be paying for these drinks.
Hey. So listen up here, pal. I'm letting you know, just the way same way I let Lenny know, okay, just a couple minutes ago, we're not taking our fucking asses to the clubhouse. I'll call fucking Marty if I have to and let him know, here are your options. We will go A, to Redstone, B, to Gibson's, or C, to Volare's or Grotto. That is it. Or maybe the Labriola Bakery and Cafe. That's not bad either. But I'm not going to the fucking clubhouse.
I have the punch card for the bakery by the Grotto.
Hey, there you go.
Hey,
you got the punch
card.
You
know what? They're your pals.
Hey, you know what, Alex? You just don't have the balls to tell Marty you don't want to eat at the fucking clubhouse.
I was invited. I didn't say anything. I didn't pick the date. I thought everyone was going there, so don't kill the messenger here.
Oh, boy. Play another interview.
I just got out of the movies with Megan. We went to the Lion King 3D.
The movies? You skipped the show for the movies?
You skipped the show for the Lion King 3D?
Matt's on. Matt, I'm supposed to hear that. Can somebody mute him or something?
He sits behind the soundboard, Brainiac. No one can mute him.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't mute him.
Steve?
You too. I'm right here.
Where's Steve? He's on my side.
I'm right here. This is Steve. I'm the one who said
Steve.
This.
Tom, how's it going tonight?
I'm doing well. Oh, my theme music's on. All right, so everybody, I just want to say hello to Mike and Alex. Good to hear you guys.
Hey, Stumpy, well, I got a question for you. What are you doing tomorrow night?
Stumpy? I'm going out of town for the weekend, to be honest.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
What are you doing over in Minnesota?
Visiting with my uncle, actually.
I know. I'm free for the whole weekend. I got nothing to do.
Well, what are you going to go walk around the burnt down forest or what?
I was thinking about it, actually. No, I've got family up there. I'm visiting family.
Well, that sounds like a good time.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
They're going to chase each other around.
I thought so. I mean, my aunt and uncle don't live nearby, so I'd like to see them every once in a while.
So what are they going to do for food up there in Minnesota?
Oh, God. The restaurant that serves duck out here, you have to call like 3 days in advance. They go out and shoot the ducks.
Hold on. You guys all have to hear something. Mm-hmm. I had an epiphany today.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Epiphany today. I was at the McDonald's drive-thru. And...
Go on.
And so I was in the McDonald's drive-thru, and I'm sitting there, and I went to order some lunch, and I wanted to get, like, I was ordering lunch for me and a couple of guys, so I was going to get, like, 5 McChickens, 20 chicken McNuggets, and some burgers. And I instinctively ordered 5 McDoubles, right? And then I got them, I got back, and I started eating them, and I realized something.
So much food.
I really missed that other piece of cheese. And I'm thinking that I'm thinking I might just have to go with the double cheeseburger from now on. I'm gonna have to ante up the extra 20 cents.
Mike, it's really not the same.
Mike, do yourself a favor and put bacon and Big Mac sauce on your double cheeseburger, by the way. You'll thank Matt later.
Oh, I'm a big proponent of the Big Mac sauce. But
yes.
They charge me for it now. They charged me for it. I got into an argument at some. I was like in Glen Ellen on Roosevelt at the Burt McDonald's. I said, "Hey, put Big Mac sauce on my double cheeseburger." They charged me 35 cents.
Yeah.
I said, "Well, let me." I said, "I'll tell you what. I'll cut you a deal. I don't really want the pickles, so you guys keep the pickles. Give me the Big Mac sauce. We'll call it even and charge me."
Nothing wrong with that. Special occasion Big Mac sauce. Usually special occasion.
You're right.
But
you were negotiating at McDonald's.
What's wrong with that?
You should have just said to order. You should have just ordered the Matthew Aaron. It would have made it for you right away.
Matthew Aaron.
Wait.
And damn it, Matt's still on. Oh, I thought we lost him.
An epiphany, which is when someone really has a profound thought about life, when they have a revelation. Yours was.
Yeah.
Miss the extra piece of cheese that comes with a double cheeseburger. Is that what you're saying?
Shut up, Lee.
I agree with Mike, though. I missed that slice as well.
This is when he had the epiphany. He was thinking about it, and the guy behind him was beeping, "Hey, fuck ass, move along the line."
Have your epiphany on your own time, buddy. I don't care what Alex or Lee says. I agree with Mike on this one.
Oh, no,
you get there, Steve.
What?
Pat Tobias wants you just to know, by the way, Turzo, that Big Mac sauce is just Thousand Island dressing.
Oh, of course I know that.
The secret's out,
yes. Luigi, why do you sound like you're talking from 10 yards away?
I'm actually right down the block. I mean, you could probably hear me. So.
No, I can't. You could. Am I on your speaker, Luigi?
No, you're not on my speaker. I'm on the iPhone.
Oh, you sound awful. That iPhone's crap. That iPhone garbage.
I'm waiting to hit the elevator.
What's up with the elevator music?
Well, we had the Benny Hill theme music on when I was talking. It was great.
You could have a little background
music.
It made us feel like we're in Gibson.
Oh, yeah. Gibson's always...
No, I was...
You want a brass.
Bucket.
Yeah, right.
I think... I
was Vivica Fox
right now.
Huh?
That's romancing Steve right now.
Oh, are you caressing his humps?
Oh. He had the Benny Hill theme music on before. How is romantic as
romancing
that?
The stuff. Oh, what do we think of romancing?
I know you got it.
So how was Vivica Fox that was on the show today?
Oh, there's too much going on here.
Wait, what did you want there? Yeah. Mikey, you want to know about Vivica Fox?
Yeah, was she hot?
Oh, yeah, she's super hot. You want me to play?
I know she's real cute.
Let me play you some of the Vivica Fox real quick, Mikey.
Okay.
I'll play some of it for you. What do you want to hear about? All right, here's something. Here's part of the Vivica interview.
You're thinking those are the... biggest boobies you've ever seen.
No, I'm just kidding. I'll really play you the interview now. Hold on.
What did people do podcasts with before YouTube?
I don't give a fuck what your name is. What the fuck you keep calling my house for?
That's when she was mad at me for calling her house over and over and over.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, Vivica. I'm really sorry. And out of nowhere.
You were calling her.
That's all in your vocabulary. It's nigga, please.
You were calling her a lot.
That's all in your vocabulary. It's nigga, please.
You know, I got a question. So who was actually? So Peter Tolan was on the show today. Vivica Fox was on the show today.
I love how you're just naming Hollywood was on the show. No, and then I told Vivica, can we just do this interview, like, short and sweet? And she's like...
I don't give a fuck either. Don't call my number no fucking more.
I'm like, Vivica, come on. You gotta take it easy, man. And then Steve tried to talk to her, and that didn't go well.
No,
Who the hell is this?
It was pretty ugly.
What the hell wrong with you? You crazy or something?
That's what she thinks.
Motherfucker, I ain't gonna be not answering my phone for some bullshit with you.
I don't ever have bullshit.
All right, but thank you, Vivica. Unfortunately, that's what happened.
So
you know.
So who was the guy from the lead of Extraordinary? Tom Sawyer was on today.
Tom Sawyer was on and Huck Finn. Yes.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. Both of them.
Don't call my number no fucking more.
Yeah, they had a thing.
So did you ask him about? About 007, what he's like to work with? Sean Connery.
Oh, when I had Sean
Connery. Stop calling my motherfucking house.
The dog eaters from out of town? What is that? You said the dog eaters on my show?
Dirt dog. Well, we don't know a dirt dog.
Oh.
Are you calling people dog eaters on my program, Mikey Terzo?
Is this when we...
No. I wasn't talking about the dog eaters. I said the dogs were eating things.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
You gotta tell Steve to screen these calls better. I mean, he better start doing something. God.
There was a group of people from out of town, and they were a bunch of dog breeders, not dog eaters.
Oh, dog breeders from out of town.
God, Steve.
Sorry about that. Why is that Steve's fault?
Yeah.
Christ.
Have you been over before? You know the calls go through the computer where Matt sits behind, right? That's how that works. It's not like you haven't been here before.
Why does he sound like Anderson Cooper?
Hold on a second. Are we at Hallmark right now?
Hey, did any of you guys see that, Anderson Cooper?
Hold on. Steve has a Hallmark card he'd like to read to you, Mikey Terzo. Go ahead, Steve. Do you have a Hallmark card for Mikey? Read him a card.
This card says, to Mike Terzo, wishing you were here. All the best, TMAS crew.
No, wait, hold on. Let me see that. I don't think that says wishing you were here.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Wait, Steve, you bought Mike Terzo a card that says, wish you were queer?
No!
Oh, come on. It doesn't say wish you were here.
Oh, no.
Oh, Mikey, I don't know, man.
Well, Steve.
I'm a dead man. No, I did not.
You're a dead man.
Oh.
You know what, Matt? All I got to say is I like sugar and I like tea, but I don't think I like Steve as much as he likes me.
That's not what you were
saying.
Oh,
he's a poet.
I believe you were talking about sand. As, not as much. As, I don't know. Think about sand in your shorts or something.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
They're really romantic.
Yeah.
Really. So, Steve.
Anybody talk to Chuck lately?
Oh, should we call Charles?
Talk to Chuck.
Yeah, why don't we call Charles?
Call Chuck.
Could you kill this music? I feel like I need to masturbate in the bathtub.
Oh, God.
Or in the court. Jesus Christ.
Dog ears.
Is it possible to get the whole? Can we call everybody to get on?
Well, we had Lenny on.
We had Lenny.
Hello.
He lost.
Charles.
He lost interest.
Yeah.
You're on the Matthew Aaron Show.
Hey, what's going on?
How was Whitney?
I didn't watch it. I DVR'd it.
I hope it sucks.
Yeah, it probably will. Hey, Chuck. Do you watch Boardwalk Empire? Yeah.
It's a great show, huh?
What about it? I mean, I don't know. I think it's all right. What? You're breaking up, dude. I can't hear you.
Well, maybe you should get away from your roommate so you can talk louder.
You mean
him? I'm not. I'm in my.
I'm in my car, dumb fuck. I'm not by my roommates. My roommates aren't even in the state.
You mean your parents, Chuck?
Parents, roommates, it's semantics.
Oh, huge difference. Huge difference. Huge difference. Just clearing the air for everyone.
So, Mikey,
I think they pretty much know who I'm talking about.
You had a question for Charles Salvatore, Mikey?
I already asked it.
Well, he didn't answer it.
What was the question? I didn't hear it.
Oh, about Boardwalk Empire? That wasn't that good.
Oh.
Mikey, you're supposed to be asking Charles if he got laid lately.
Well, let me ask you. Because the inside of my car right now smells like fucking ass. But it was a good time. By the way, I learned a special word. I was with two Serbians the other night, and they kept talking about this. They kept saying this word. It was shupat. And I had no idea what shupat was. So they kept talking about it. I was all sorts of clueless. So I called this girl I work with. She's Bosnian, and apparently the Serbs and the Bosnians speak the same language.
Yeah.
So apparently it means asshole, but not like that guy's being an asshole. It literally means asshole, like balloon nut right there.
Yeah,
balloon nut.
Balloon nut. Okay.
Continue, Mikey.
Is there a reason you called me, or is it for Mikey's fucking geography lessons?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That was the best end to a story. It means asshole.
It means asshole, like balloon nut. Not like an asshole. Like the balloon nut.
Okay, anyways, Boardwalk Empire, not sure if I like it. Didn't hate it. What?
Go ahead, Charles. I'm listening.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't made up my mind if I'm going to watch the second season. I didn't think it was that great.
Oh.
Well, frankly, if Chris McDonald's on the show, it's the best show on TV. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
There you go.
Who?
Who?
Christopher McDonald.
He was our guest last time.
Oh, yeah, he's pretty good. I don't know. The show's all right.
He's phenomenal.
No, it's not phenomenal. It's all right.
That's what I had to say.
It's all right. And everybody makes a big deal about Buscemi on the show. Buscemi's been so much better in so many different things that it's kind of like, yeah, he's all right.
Charles?
Yeah?
Did you get laid lately?
I disagree.
No, I haven't gotten laid lately.
Why not?
I don't know. I have no idea why. If I knew that, I probably would have gotten laid.
You know, all your sperm's probably backed up now.
Like a tank.
Probably. It's probably ridiculous, and it's going to explode like a fucking volcano.
He's got a
volcano.
He's got a bunch of little Woody Allen floating around down there.
Woody Allen.
Hey, my little guys aren't fucking pedophile Jews.
Whoa.
Wow.
A strong statement.
That happened.
Your little guys aren't?
No.
Any dates lately? Hey, by the way.
Yeah, a couple.
Have we ever told this? Oh, wait. A couple. With who?
This chick I met like a couple weeks ago at a bar. She was pretty cool. I don't know.
What bar?
Like,
touch a cat?
I don't know. Some bar up north. I don't remember where I met her.
Some bar up north. The real romantic beginning to your relationship.
Manhole.
Yeah. Well,
was it at the Dirty Nellies?
Keep mommy. Some fucking bar.
Yeah.
Chuck hits him at the club. Chuck gets him at the club. He's a club. He's a clubber, man.
No, he hits them with a club.
No, Lee, I don't have your dating advice. I actually go out and meet women.
Oh!
If anyone hits anyone with the club, it's Barney Rubble Turzo over there.
I know! What about Big Baller? He's always bragging, but no one ever sees it.
Who?
Turzo.
Turzo?
You know what I gotta say to that is that's because none of you fucking lazy ass fucks would ever come out with me. You just kind of, you always just stay up there. You wouldn't come out. Nobody wanted to come out with me.
Turzo, I always am ready to go out.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
So you don't call Chuck, is what I'm hearing.
Well, then
no
Chuck
one
will have to come out.
Me.
Chuck,
I don't even think I have Chuck's phone number.
Yeah, I don't think I have Turzo's either.
I think you guys want to keep it that way.
Let's make this happen. Let's have this match happen
to me.
I'm just saying, it's just Barney Rubble III, though. He hits women over the head with clubs.
On the way home from the Buffalo Lodge meeting.
Yeah. At the
what is that annoying music in the background? Oh.
You don't like
the music? Oh, it's the Flintstones.
Yeah, I love how Charles is like, what's that annoying music? Doesn't sound like
man,
that.
I'm on a cell phone with like you and 17 other people. It's not coming in clear. It just sounds like a bunch of static.
It doesn't sound
hey,
like the Lamb of God.
Chuck, you coming out with us on Friday with Marty?
Oh, fuck the Marty. I like Marty.
Who's Marty?
No problem with Marty, but fuck the Marty.
Who's
hey,
Marty?
Man, are you gonna come out tomorrow night? Are you coming?
No, I'm not. I can't. I got shit I gotta do.
Matt, are you coming?
Is that the
well,
line
where are we
or
going?
Is that stomach growling?
Where are we going?
We'll find out tomorrow, but somewhere in Oak Brook.
I'm not going to Clubhouse, Mikey.
I'm not going to Clubhouse.
That food's fucking terrible. And overpriced.
Have you ever eaten there?
Huh?
Have you ever eaten at the Clubhouse?
Yeah, I hate it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, I agree. It's terrible. Chuck, do you like the Clubhouse?
I've never been there.
You never been there?
Expensive drinks, Chuck.
Oh, oh well, yeah.
Vocabulary. It's nigga, please.
I've never been to the Industrial Strip either. I don't like strip clubs.
What the fuck you keep calling my house for?
Chuck, who are you dating, man? Jesus, you gotta get these women on rap.
And I'm all about you, motherfucker.
Carl.
Oh.
Yeah?
Chuck,
are we going
Chuck.
Out Saturday to Richard's?
Yeah, possibly. That's fine.
I don't know. You always eat negative food at Richard's.
I don't like being at Richard's sober. It's just not a fun place to be at sober.
Oh! Who just farted on the other end? Someone just farted from one of the phones.
You serious?
Yes. That was not a sound effect.
They didn't happen here.
I'm telling you right now, I'm putting the pin on Luigi for that one.
Yeah, I would too, because it sounded distant.
I'm four blocks away. How distant can I get?
Oh, yeah, you're at Megan's house, so you're not even coming over to have a smoke?
He doesn't smoke.
I'll come over later. Actually, I might go, my little Dan's in town. I might go out with go see a 12 o'clock movie with my brothers.
So what? Two movies?
A 12 o'clock movie?
Whoa, two movies in one night? That's a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Two?
It's a matinee.
Yeah, Alex, come over and have that non-existent cigarette that you have, because you smoke like a chimney.
Yeah, well, we got work to do.
We can talk.
Wait, where are you? What movie are you gonna go see?
I don't know. Dan's picking it with his, and guess who? Roglin might come.
Oh no!
Exactly.
Well, enjoy the movie.
No, you guys. I think we're all probably gonna go out, so I don't know.
That's a good time.
What movie though? And why do you want to go to a movie with all of them?
Well, no, it's gonna be me and my brothers. If you guys want to come, it's a 12 o'clock movie.
Oh, just the Luisis? Just
yeah,
the
two
Luisi boys.
Why? It's the Luisis.
Oh, so
no,
I guess
no, it's actually that's,
the
six,
movie,
that's
I
six eyes, Steve. That's six
oh,
eyes.
Two per Luisi? Is that what I'm hearing?
It's six two eyes.
Oh yeah, that's too many eyes watching me.
Rick's picking the movie since he's the master of Alex Luisi.
Is that true?
Here we go.
It's true. Don't lie.
Huh?
Who's
yeah,
picking
okay.
the movie, Alex?
The more you know.
No, Dan's picking it.
Bullshit.
I swear to God, Dan's picking it. He put this little shindig. He didn't tell us he was coming into town today from college.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, guys, I'm going to drop off here. I'm going inside to go to bed, and I'll talk to you people tomorrow.
Thursday.
All right.
You're too good?
Yeah.
All right.
Am I too good? I'm tired.
Yeah, bye-bye. See you later.
Good night.
I hung up on all of you.
That's nice. That's good. I was gonna say, cutting it close on OT. Yeah.
All right.
How much time we got?
I want to play one more video.
Yeah, in a minute.
Anthony Michael Hall.
That's a very good one.
Yeah. Oh, and Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, we
I want to play two.
Louis Ferrigno.
I want to play two. Go. So let's go. Anthony Michael. Matthew Aaron here from the Matthew Aaron Show here at the Donald Stevens Convention Center, where Wizard World is presenting Comic-Con. I am here with a television and film legend. You know him from the Dead Zone. You know him from maybe even SNL, 16 Candles. Most recently, probably The Dark Knight.
Yes, sir.
Anthony Michael Hall, thank you very much for doing this, sir.
Pleasure to be here with you, sir. You're a legend here, too.
Oh, yeah, in my own mind. So, quick question for you. Just to kick it off, though, a lot of people don't know this, but you got your start on SNL.
I did. And then thanks to John Hughes, I got my start here in Chi-Town. I worked on 16 Candles. I stayed at the Skokie Hilton. And then I...
Hey, we shot in Evanston, Northfield, Northbrook, Glenbrook.
No, I shot here as a kid, as you guys know, and I loved it. I love Chicago. It's like a second home. Best food. You can't get a small meal in this damn town. You got the Bears, you got the Cubs, and you got pretty broads.
Very nice, very nice. Gibson Steakhouse, of course.
Gibson's is awesome.
Yeah, we're going there after this interview.
Don't piss anybody off over there.
No.
Walk home with one leg.
No, we don't. Now, I was going to ask you, is there going to be an opportunity for you?
And unfortunately, they didn't ask me to come back. But you know what? I was so awesome just to be in the film. And that was the last time I was in Chicago. I was here like 4 years ago doing that. But I wish Chris Nolan and Warner Brothers the best on that. And it was such a thrill to be in The Dark Knight. It really was. I was so stoked.
It's the Godfather, too, of comic book movies, you know?
Absolutely. And it was just great. It was such a great film. Batman Begins, it was awesome. And it was so cool to come back to Chicago and be here, you know?
You were great in that role, too. I mean, you can really act. You could do it all. Let's talk about The Dead Zone. First of all, you pretty much reinvented the USA Network with that show, you and Tony Shalhoub.
Thank you, sir.
And I just wanted to get your take on what The Dead Zone did for you as an actor. It was a different take for you.
Yeah, good question. Thank you. Well, you know, it was an honor. I never thought I'd have a TV show. It was a great role. Some weeks, you know, it was more like a cop show. Some weeks it was a little more wacky, and you know, but it was a great role. I liked the episodes where I got to play different parts, you know. So it was a great challenge. I felt very blessed to have the job. I never thought I'd have a TV show, and it had a great run. We did 6 years on it.
Yeah.
So I'm indebted to the USA Network. They were very good to me, and I love that fans watched it. That's the main thing. It's always about the audience, you know?
No, and what do you have planned for the future?
I'm doing a picture called The Night Crew. I'm going to shoot in Palm Springs. Danny Trejo, a bunch of really good people.
Oh, wow.
Good action movie. A young director named Christian Sesmo, I think, is really good. And then I have a picture that I'm actually going to direct myself and act in next year that I got funded. And Michael Uslan, the executive producer of all the Batman films, is going to produce it with me.
Oh, wow.
And it's called The Lost Shield. And I wrote it with a New York City detective. And it's a really interesting story. So
that's very cool. So you see directing and writing maybe more in your future, or just directing? Or
absolutely. Because, you know, I look at my mentors like the great John Hughes, people that I've worked with, Tim Burton, great people. It's a natural progression, but I really do have a passion. I really do want to direct and shoot movies. And I'll keep acting, too. Absolutely.
Well, you could do it all. So I expect they'll turn out well. I would love to have you on the show in the future, do a full interview with you. That'd be great. Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
The best Rusty for my buck.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Anthony Michael Hall.
Those other nobodies.
Nobodies.
Nothing against.
Yeah, David Galecki.
All right,
nothing
Johnny
against,
Galecki.
Nothing
not
against
David
Ethan
Galecki.
Embry.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, exactly.
All right. And we have one more interview to play before overtime. In overtime, we'll play the Nasty Boys and the Million Dollar Man. So we'll go about 30 minutes over today. But Lou Ferrigno.
Here's Lou Ferrigno. And those other two are very good. These are all very good interviews. Worth going into overtime, people.
Yeah, they'll get to hear when they download us on iTunes. Good for them. Oh.
What?
Well, Caesar's yelling at me.
Okay.
And we're still on.
We're on the air.
But I'm talking about, you know. What's... Yeah, if you've been waiting this whole time for the Nasty Boys and the Million Dollar Man.
Yes.
Suck my dick. Okay. Download on iTunes. It'll be on in like 5 minutes.
No big whoop?
Yeah.
Suck a D, no big whoop?
iTunes. Well, yeah, like an hour or two.
No big whoop?
Yeah, maybe they can hang tight.
Maybe. Suck a D, no big whoop,
anyway,
hang tight.
Coming
a,
up next.
Put a D in your mouth and suck it.
Coming up next is my guy.
And the race turns into the house.
BT on Glamour Race.
Wrecking the town with the power of a bull.
Ain't no monster clown who is as lovable
as ever-loving Hulk. Hulk.
Hulk.
So here's Lou Ferrigno and myself.
Yes.
All right, here we are. I'm Matthew Aaron from The Matthew Aaron Show at the Wizard World Comic Con here in Donald Stevens Center, Rosemont, Illinois. And I am with Lou Ferrigno. He was the Hulk, but we're my favorite show. I'm a buddy of Michael White, Orange, Rock Rubin, King of Queens. Lou Ferrigno, how'd you get involved with King of Queens?
Well, I did a movie called The Godson with Rodney Dangerfield, Dom DeLuise, and they liked my performance. And they invited me to be on King of Queens. Ever since I did King of Queens, they gave me a recurring role because they like my timing doing comedy.
So how much is it accurate, would you say, the episode where you're eavesdropping on the neighbors, you and Arthur? You're eavesdropping on Arthur and Carrie and Doug. Would you say you're a gossip around town, Lou? Are you the gossip?
Well, in real life, it's almost the same thing because I go through the same thing in my neighborhood, and I'm always a very curious person, and I guess it translates well. Yeah,
that's great. Now, Lou, you were also great in I Love You, Man. How was that for you? Working on I Love You, Man. That was a great chance for you to be funny yet again. You're a really funny guy.
Well, it was a great movie because those actors like Jason Segel and Paul Rudd, they're delicious. They're funny, and I have so much fun making that movie because I know John Hamburg, who wrote the script for me, and he had me in mind. So the more I perform, the more they add to my role. But it's hysterical because more people come up to me and tell me how much they love that movie than any other movie I've heard of. Because it's a funny comedy. It's about romance and bromance.
How similar to your house is the house that they're selling of yours in the film?
Well, mine's not quite as big. Mine's colonial, but that house is a beautiful house, but I still have a smaller version of the statue.
Very nice. Lou, I thank you so much. You got anything coming up in the future? What do you have going? What do you have cooking?
Well, I have a movie coming out called The Liberator.
All right.
It's a great action film, and also I'm working on two different reality shows and everything.
Very cool. Lou, I really thank you for your time. Thank you so much. Come to...
That's all that's in your vocabulary. It's nigga, please.
So, that was Lou Ferrigno.
Very good.
Lou
Ferrigno.
So, I do want to apologize to our fans. I want to let them know, not Cesar Marconi's fault. I let my friends talk forever. But that's what you get for having friends.
Friends like these.
Like mine. Yeah.
I wonder, do you think Lou Ferrigno is expensive for personal training? Maybe...
Maybe,
but look at the results.
He gave me his card.
Well, maybe if I ever have money someday, I'll look into that.
We're about to go into overtime, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the Nasty Boys video first.
Okay.
The Nasty Boys clip first.
Okay.
And then we'll end with the Million Dollar Man.
Okay.
You know what I'm realizing?
Yeah.
Okay.
This microphone does kind of smell like a fart.
Yeah, it does, because it was up. Terza was brown-eyed girl.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why.
Oh.
Actually, they call it the Shnupa or whatever in Serbian.
All right, let's get to these interviews.
We'll get there soon, but you like the Nasty Boys, Steve.
I love them.
You're a Brian Knobs fan.
And Jerry Sags. Both of them.
So I'm going to purposely start this interview with about 30 seconds left. It's called The Tease.
If I don't look like I'm related to Brian Knobs, come on. Oh,
this is a long one. You are. I don't remember what my next show is.
Back at the Donald
Stevens. Go to the website. for the Matt Warren Show.
Thanks.
Stay tuned for overtime.
Stay tuned.
Comic-Con here. We're here live, and I am here with Jerry Sags of the Nasty Boys. And, Jerry, my first question for you is, growing up a wrestling fan, well, first of all, you guys are probably my favorite tag team. Second of all, though, come on, the Nasty Boys Heart Foundation, WrestleMania 7, you're in Los Angeles. Do you have any stories from that night?
Oh, man. Well, that night, I'll tell you what happened that night. First of all, you got to remember, right now, it's the third day at Comic-Con. Last night, we were at Michael Anthony Hall and Billy Corrigan till all hours of the night. The Nasty Boys and us guys partying down pretty crazy. Anyway, I'll try to do the best I can here, people. Yeah. First of all, the match. Unbelievable. And always wanted to wrestle the Hart Foundation. Become over the years with the whole Hart family. Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Best of friends with all the daughters and all the sons. Great friends with Owen, Davey Boy, Dynamite Kid, the Anvil. Brett is still one of our best friends. Talk to him all the time. Just spent a last night. Harry Smith was with us, and I knew him since he was a little kid, as I do Natty and the rest of the Hart family. They're the best. Great match with, and a pinnacle of our career to you know, win the belts at WrestleMania. But not only that, the wrestle the Hart Foundation was awesome that night. Earlier on in our career, Dusty Rhodes introduced us to Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson rolls into town to sing the national anthem at WrestleMania 7. So we end up on Willie's bus, me, Knobs, Kurt Hennig, Shawn Michaels, all those guys, for a hellacious night with Willie, which turned into a day. When we came off the bus, the sun was burning my eyeballs out. Unbelievable time, not only to be at WrestleMania 7, but to win the belts, party all night with Willie, Kurt, and Shawn, me and Knobs. Unreal. I mean, storybook ending to that one, you know what I'm saying?
Responsible PG partying, I'm assuming, with Willie Nelson?
Absolutely not. It's almost like me and my wife were just talking about this at home, you know. What kind of asshole cop would actually pull Willie Nelson's bus over? I mean, that kid over there could pull Willie Nelson's bus over. You know there's going to be a couple pounds of pot on the fucking thing, you know? Come on.
I agree.
Smoked more dope that night than I ever did probably in my life. And what a person to do it with Willie. I mean, I'll admit it. You know what I mean? Willie's one of the greatest guys on earth. One of the nicest guys you ever meet. And he loves to smoke pot.
When you're in Rome.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when with Willie, you do what Willie does. And that is that. You know what I mean? And, you know, who cares? And he don't care. He's a big marijuana advocate, and, you know, along with Woody Harrelson and everybody, and we made sure that Knobs has his medical marijuana licenses in 16 states.
So. Knobs, can I tell you, my favorite moment with you is when you were on Hogan Knows Best. You're on Hogan Knows Best, and you're running around with that 24-pack of beer, and Nick's giving you, oh, no, the Hacksaw! Protect me!
Nobody ever trusts that son of a bitch. Oh, I'm the one that ran in the pool with the pack of beer and Hogan Knows Best.
Oh, it was. Yeah. I like when you guys were spying on the boat, though, on Brooke and her boyfriend.
Hey, well, I'll tell you, that was the deal when Hulk had me down Miami, and then he said, "What should we do?" I said, "All the boys are in town." Hulk goes, "Well, bring them over." That was one of the craziest parties that was ever at that house in Miami. Duggan was there.
Oh, Duggan was
that's
there.
That's where we started the song. What was the song go? Hacksaw Duggan, that's my name. I'm a fucking asshole, binga bang.
My favorite Chicago moment with the Nasty Boys, though, is your match, Spring Stampede. It's Cactus Jack, Max Payne, Street Fight, Nasty Boys. How wild was that one?
Well, when you're going back to that, it's not only that it was wild. We were breaking ground there because at that point in time, that style of wrestling was totally new, and we broke through on it. We're Terry Funk used to push on a little bit, Cactus Jack, but it was until we got together and they actually pitted us in the first street fight ever on a pay-per-view level, and that was, we did it with Cactus and Max Payne, the Chicago street fight. That led into later into the Philadelphia street fights with, you know, Cactus again, and we made mile markers there and broke through a whole new era in the street fighting type matches where, you know, up until then, you didn't see nothing like that. I mean, after that match, Ric Flair came in the locker room because back in those days, you didn't touch a chair, you didn't touch a table, and he went, "Oh my God, what are you guys doing out there?" This is, you know, he was very upset about it, you know. Later on that night, he flew in a Learjet back to with Eric Bischoff back to Atlanta or Charlotte, wherever they went to, and got off the plane, and Ric Flair's son ran up to him and said, "Dad, that was the greatest match." He said, "Oh, thanks." No, he said, "No, not your match. That Nasty Boy street fight match." You know, nevertheless, Rick, in front of all the boys and everything at Center Stage in Atlanta, said, "I got to say something." And he told that exact story, that his son came up to him and he apologized to me and Nob. But it was a crossover point where wrestling had changed. No, do I like to see guys go down to the ring with a dumpster full of shit? Stuff, no. But in a street fight match, you got to pull out a garbage can out of under the ring or a table or something like that at the right point in time in the match. Not just to hand they of stuff the way it turned into years later. You know what I mean? But we were the initiators of that style of wrestling and that type of thing.
Yeah.
Along with Cactus, of course. You know what I mean? And we're wrestling with him was like, it was a battle. You know what I mean? And it was unbelievable that we did that, the street fight, you know? So it was awesome.
That was wild. That was great. My final question for you, Jerry, before we let you go, is the Nasty Boys. Are we going to be seeing them in TNA again? WWE? I know you're doing the circuit right now.
TNA, I don't think so. You know what I mean? Well, not for us. You know, we sort of felt betrayed there because we went in there, we rocked the house, we shot a hell of a deal with the Dudleys, and did that, kicked their ass with that whole scene. I think we could have went off and drew money with them for 2 years and building in the cage matches and street fights and et cetera, because they were of their generation, but we were our generation. I think people wanted to see it, and I think it was totally mishandled. And we were mistreated along with it. And that's their bad, because we could have did something they're not used to doing, that is making money. You know what I mean? Drawing money. We could have went to Chicago and L.A. and to Texas and wherever and been in the cages and street fights with the Dudleys and done it for a long time. That was my plan. And obviously they'd had a different plans. You know what I mean? So I don't think we'll be at TNA, but we leave. We go back to Florida. We leave and we're working with the CWI in Canada. We leave and go on a 10-day tour of Eastern Canada all the way up to Newfoundland, Halifax, Toronto. And the Canadian thing's really good and doing all these comic cons. We'll be wrestling in Canada, coming back to wrestle in the States and different things with mainstay in Canada now. Canada's pretty hot with this company.
Are you going to see Hitman when you're up there?
I don't know if Fred's in on any of these. I know in October, this will be Eastern Canada. October and November will be 20 days out in Western Canada, which Calgary's involved in that. If Fred's out there, I'm sure they'll pull him in on some of that stuff. I just saw Hitman out in San Francisco, and we had a hell of a time. You know what I mean? That was the same day that we were on our way to that trip that we found out Lanny had called us. He was going there with us and told us Randy had passed away. You know what I mean? And that hit everybody right in the, you know, like a kick in the balls, you know? Randy was my neighbor. You know what I mean? That happened, like, between me and Greg DeHammer's house. He lived 1 mile away from the beach. You know what I mean? Where he drove off the road there. Every time I drive by there, I get, it's like, oh, this knife in your back, you know? He was a great guy. Him and his dad.
He's from my hometown.
Randy and his dad used to come to our house, my house on the beach. He lived right down from me when he still lived on the beach in Florida.
Yeah.
And over the years, you know, great guy. And I just saw, who's the radio announcer there that had his cape on? His original cape from back in the day. That was pretty awesome. But anyway, so that's what we're doing. And that's about it. You know, Knob's going to have some stuff to say to you because we're going to be on tour with Hogan and Friends also.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We got that going on. You know what I mean? I'd love to, anytime, you know, I never would turn it down, you know, with anything with WWE or anything like that. But yeah, they're so, like, weird with all that stuff. You know what I mean? I think what's lacking, you know, in the business itself is a lot of interaction between generations, you know, and rubbing off to the young guys and helping the young guys and that type of thing. And I think more of it needs to be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and just so your fans know, on demand on Man vs. Food Nation, you can catch Jerry Sags throwing down some of the hottest wings ever. And
hey, let me tell you about that. I was poisoned for 2 weeks after I ate that.
Balls busted by now. We are here to sign autographs.
No, that's great. That's great. These guys are the best. Thank you very much, Jerry Sags. We're going to talk to you now. Hold on. I'm going to talk to Knob. And Pam Grier we need to get. Well, I got most of the nasty stuff out of the way. I got to ask Knobs about some other stuff. If I get attacked by Duggan, lawsuits. Hey, it's Nick.
That's all in your
Where'd you go to?
It's Nick.
Where'd you disappear to? Why am I talking into the mic when I talk to you? I don't know. All right.
That's all that's in your vocabulary. It's nigga, please.
All right. Tell me when you're ready.
Turn the camera, baby.
Mabs just woke me up. A little slap to the back of the head. That's a wake up.
Sit down so I'm your height. You can be on a new show. It's called Hulk Hogan's Michael Championship Wrestling, September 14th on True TV.
Wait, are we saying I'm a midget?
I'm not saying that, but yeah.
Come on, 5'5", Knobs, cut me a break.
Well, listen,
Mysterio's shorter than me, right?
I am Hulk Hogan years, and they got me in a 1975 RV riding around with 9 midgets. I got midget fever from that show.
All right, Brian, I got to ask you about Hulk Hogan and Friends Tour. What's it all about, brother?
Well, listen, Hulk started this. We're on our third one. We did two already. They turned out fantastic. One was in Vancouver, Canada. The other one was in Green Bay. So I asked Hulk, could you please maybe let's do one in a nostalgic, historic wrestling town of Allentown, PA, where me and Sag are from. That's our hometown. And he said, bro, I'd love to come there with the show. So we picked, it's now called the Agriplex, but Ag Hall. We're back in the day, WWE or WWF used to do their TVs out of there. That's where actually the building where Larry Zbysko chair shot at Bruno Sammartino when he was laying in a pool of blood, and the fans, the Italians, went crazy. But, I mean, there's a lot of nostalgic stories because everybody that's on that poster, except for Eric Bischoff, has wrestled in that building. So Hogan and Friends is just a sit-down. Great night, a must-see event if it comes to your town, I must say, because all we do is sit around, each one of us come out separately, tell stories of different stories about being on the road, different stories about being with Macho Man, this person, that person. Then after we do that, Hulk comes out, of course, tells a bunch of stories. Then we all sit around and we take questions and answers from the fans. And it's just a night of, if you're a true wrestling fan and you love this business, you gotta see it, because some of the stories are not told anywhere and not be seen on TV because they're personal and it's a personal venue. That's why Hulk did this. He goes, let's give back to the fans something that they never had before, which is these crazy wild ass stories. I mean, I can't even explain some of them, but Andre the Giant and some of them, Randy Macho Man, I mean, Mr. Perfect, all the guys and some of the guys that aren't here no more that are friends of ours, that the stories live on in our wrestlers' hearts and now we're telling them to fans.
That sounds awesome. And one other question for you. You've made a lot of appearances with the Hulkster over the years. You've done Hogan Knows Best. You've done, now you're doing this midget championship wrestling. And
celebrity
that,
championship wrestling?
Yeah, celebrity championship wrestling. You were one of the trainers.
Yes.
And what is it like to be close friends and actually, like, party with the Hulkster?
Well, you know what? What is so good about it, and Sai can tell you the same thing, he's just a regular guy, bro. And it's so good that we don't look at him like that. Sometimes we have to step back and say, you know, he is the most iconic wrestler that ever lived. And he's not only just in wrestling, but he's like, and he's like one of the fifth known people in the world, including the Pope. He's right on up there. And to be around that guy, sometimes you step back and go, God, he's one of my best friends. And he's such a cool dude. And I mean, that's the way he is. Just the way he comes off, he's actually really like that. He's just a personally great guy. And he's been friends with me and Sag for over 24 years. And it's almost like a family situation. Sag's his family, my family, his family. You know, we all hang out down in Florida. So it's a good thing.
That's awesome. And we'd love to have you guys on the show before you have your before you have your tour. I'm dying here. I'm good.
You are buying me a couple beers after this. That's what you said.
Oh, now you want a beer too? Everyone with the yeah.
There's always one something for free. Jeez. Didn't he, you know, stand on Hulkster's coattails enough?
Oh, there we are.
Over, I'm trying to get in there. Ah!
Hey, what are you
going to
see?
Did he? What's wrong with that, Brutus?
All class.
That's why we love him. The booty man will live on forever, baby.
The booty man. Thank you so much, Nap.
Sorry. Come here a second.
Bye, Tori. I love you too, Tori. Turn the camera! It's me and Tori!
You're missing Tori's butt right
now. I'm not missing it. I ain't missing it.
The camera's
missing it. Yeah, the camera's missing it. They're getting a shot of my ugly mug.
No. Anyway, let's get away from the water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to ruin my gimmick. You're usually beer or whiskey in front of me. Anyway, you guys, how's everybody doing? Are you a Chicago boy?
I'm a Chicago guy.
Well, me and Sag love this area, always did. It goes all the way back in the 80s when me and Sag wrestled for Vern Gagne. You know, we have a story. I don't want to say it right now because it's one of the stories we do tell, but we had a very exciting trip here, our first trip to the Chi-Town area, where I lost my car, and we were staying at, I forget the hotel, but we went to the Stay Out Club. That's not here no more, and I lost my car for about 2 days, and when we found it, it wasn't in too good a shape. So thank the Lord that nobody got hurt, but you know, this was in the very early days of the Nasty Boys being the Nasty Boys, and we are much mortified. Oh, here comes Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh, he's got a plane, too.
He has a plane to catch. He has to sit in the exit row because he's getting older now. Hey, anyway, guys, I love Chicago. Thank you.
It's the Nasties.
Oh yeah,
Nasty Boys. What do you think of those guys?
They like to talk, don't they?
They're great.
Oh, they're pretty good guys.
I love them.
Huh?
That's right.
Where everybody live?
What was that?
Never know when you gotta dump a nigga out.
I guess not.
Well, yeah. that's how they were as wrestlers. You just never knew when you had to dump a guy out. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the kind of nigga take your teeth out your mouth, nigga, chew your food up and put the shit back in your mouth, nigga, to help you swallow.
that's the type of guy he is.
Good Samaritan.
If that doesn't sum up Brian Knobs, I don't know
Louis
what does.
Louis C. Pipe down.
Nigga, I'll throw a Molotov cocktail through your mama's house.
That's right, through your mama's house.
Yes.
N-word.
Fellow.
Oh,
yes. Fella.
No.
Hold on, nigga, what? And I'm serious about mine.
Well,
what's up?
So, we're on our way here.
Fella,
please. Fella, please. We're one video away. That's goodly. That's good.
You good over there?
I was enjoying that a bit.
Oh, good. Enjoy.
So, Steve, by the way.
Yes.
Nigga, what's up?
Oh, you know, this and that. Just,
and the other thing?
The other. Living the dream. I spend many of my hours in your basement, so it's a dream.
Nigga, I'm wild.
You're wild.
I am,
Steve.
I am wild.
You're wild.
Your Noid friend over there is that the Noid from Domino? Is it some clip?
Hold on, I'll be, nigga, what?
Yeah, well, you heard me. Avoid the Noid is what
I'm
saying.
I'm threatening you.
Oh, are you?
Nigga, I keep trash bags with me.
Bring it, fool.
I'm the kind of nigga take your teeth out your mouth, nigga, chew your food up and put the shit back in your mouth, nigga, to help you swallow.
Says you. Takes
who
one
you
to
know
one.
Who you dealing with?
Takes one to know one.
Huh?
Yeah.
Never know when you got to dump a nigga off.
I do know exactly when.
I've been making threats since I've been in kindergarten, nigga.
Lots of, okay, fella.
Ask about me. See if you ain't heard.
I haven't.
Nigga, I'll kill you.
Lies. Your friend.
I had to hang up on him.
Yeah.
He was getting out of control there.
Your friend.
He hates you.
Yeah, you know what? Bring it.
Well.
I'd say bring it. What kind of person does that kind of thing? Filthy mouth, that friend of yours who called in.
Yeah.
Filthy.
Real low class.
I've been like 0-2 with your callers.
Yeah.
You know who's next, by the way?
Virgil. Oh, wait, he wouldn't do an interview. We had to pay him.
Bomp. Bomp. Bomp.
Everybody's got a price.
Steve's never Million Dollar Man in the SmackDown game, though. Maybe it should have been last time. You wouldn't have gotten your ass whooped so bad.
Trying to be Virgil.
Oh, Lee. We played some SmackDown the other day, and I took Steve to school.
Got smacked down.
Yeah, I took him to school. He was cheating, too. I took care of that.
He took care of it.
Mm-hmm. Remember that, Steve?
Speaking of taking care of things, use your finger and hit the play button.
Oh, I thought we were talking about how I beat you at SmackDown.
No, you're talking...
Now, what's up, Pip? This threat.
Oh, that guy called in?
Yeah, I'm threatening you.
Oh, please.
This threat, Pip.
You wouldn't know threat if it bit
what
you
up
on the nose.
What
oh
up?
Oh, yeah.
What up?
Flagpole, buddy.
Nigga, I'm wild.
I don't think that's true.
All right, so here we go. I got to get rid of that guy.
Yeah, you probably should.
In and out. Some studio audience members, they get a little rowdy.
Yeah, and they repeat themselves.
They do repeat themselves quite often. Lee, are you falling asleep?
No.
Long show for you, Lee?
A little bit, but that's okay.
There's a Million Dollar Man. We still got to come back, and we got an hour
of
news to do.
We do have an hour of news.
All right, Matthew Aaron here from the Matthew Aaron Show. Once again at the Donald Stevens Convention Center, Wizard World presents Comic-Con, www.thematthewaronshow.com, and I am here with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. How are you, sir?
I'm rich.
You know what I think's sad? I think I got my laugh from Ted. He's heard me laugh. I laugh like you. And I don't. Is that your real laugh, or is that the Million Dollar Man laugh?
Well, it's a little bit of my real laugh, but it's exaggerated.
All right. Now, I want to know about what we got here. Everybody's got a price. And we have Ted's book, Ted DiBiase. Talk to us about these products here.
Everybody's Got a Price is actually my
That's
personal testimony as to my faith in God. I'm a minister
Price
now,
like
so I travel all over the United States and Canada, speaking in churches now. I'm like, I guess you'd call me an evangelist. But I don't wear a white suit because never trust a guy in a white suit. And I'm not asking everybody for all their money because I don't need it. Okay? This book is... about it's my story, but it's more about my wrestling story. It's about my trip through the wrestling world and how I grew up in it. And a lot of the wrestling fans that have come back to me and written email messages to me, they said what they really liked was that, number one, I didn't spend half the time knocking everybody else, which a lot of guys took the opportunity to write a book and do. The other thing they liked was that the guy that helped me, like the ghostwriter, the guy that helped me with the book, took the time to interview a lot of my contemporaries and my family members, and so he got quotes from all these people, and I knew what I said, right? But he put the quotes in the book, and so when I actually read the finished product the first time, I mean, I was even surprised by some of it.
What do you feel was your favorite match, Ted, Bowen when you were in the WWF at the time? I know you've had more in the NWA and the AWA.
Yeah,
WWF, what was your favorite match?
You know, we wrestled so many times. It's hard to pick a single match.
You don't have a...
They're defining moments in my career.
You done?
WWE, as it's now known. I guess the first one of those defining moments would be Saturday Night Main Event, the rematch of Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant from WrestleMania 3. But the story was that I had purchased the Giant services, and he was going to beat Hogan, and I was, by proxy, going to buy the belt. You know, and of course, the twin referees was the greatest angle of all time. I'm sorry, but to be all a part of that, even though I didn't wrestle that night, the story was about me, and that was the catalyst for WrestleMania 4.
Right, with the tournament. Right,
and so. And then the tournament, I tell these guys all the time, I said, you wrestle at WrestleMania. Great. How many of you guys would say that you wrestled three matches in one WrestleMania?
Yeah.
And so the culmination of that and the main event with Randy Savage at WrestleMania 4 obviously was a highlight. And then my favorite WrestleMania, though, had to be WrestleMania 6. I had a really, really good match with Jake the Snake.
Yeah.
And he's one of the guys that I love to work with because Jake made my job easy. You know, they say, well, who's your toughest opponent? Well, when you're talking about a sports, entertainment, it's like a hard match is working with somebody that you have to lead around by the nose.
Yeah.
And with Jake, it was just like doing the dance.
Jake was the best. My favorite with you was your feud with Dusty Rhodes and Sweet Sapphire. And that's when I was really into wrestling. And for me, that was the time where I'm like, Ted DiBiase, everybody's got a price.
Dusty Rhodes, I'm not the dream. Twist the feel and fix the feel. Funky like a monkey. I go flip, flop, and fly. Hey, you know what? I had a blast. Wrestling Dusty. You know, Dusty's one of those guys. You know, it's like people look at Dusty, and they go, here's a guy who had no great big body, no great big muscles, but all the charisma that anybody could possibly want. And that was his thing. And people loved him. And, we had a great time. I had a great time with that, too.
Now, let me ask you this. Was Dusty Rhodes Ensemble, was that a Vince McMahon choice or a Dusty choice? The polka dot.
I guarantee you it was not Dusty's idea.
I had a small feeling about that one. Not much small about Dusty, but that one I had a small feeling about. And then I guess my final question for you, Ted, is what does the future hold? I know you were managing when you were in WCW. I know in WWE you were an agent for a while. What does the future hold for you?
Well, I have what they call a nostalgia contract with the WWE, so it's like a legends deal. In other words, I'm not like 24/7 working for them. They have the right now. They can call me, and they do call me from time to time to either come back and make a cameo appearance on the show, or go and make and represent them in a public venue at some kind of event, on occasion. And it's kind of one of those deals like. There's several of us that are under contract like that where maybe one guy can't do it right now, but somebody else is available to do it. And so that's my, I have a very good working relationship with them, especially with my son, on the roster. I'm going to, go back and contribute any way that I can. And, the more that I do that, whether it's whether it's on the TV show or it's representing the company, all of that gets publicity for me, and it keeps the Million Dollar Man's name out there. So.
And Ted Jr., you taught him everything he knows, right?
I wish I could say that I did. Most of his life I told him, you'll be anything but a wrestler. But he got a degree in college, and then he told me, he said, Dad, you're my hero. I've always wanted to be like you. He said, this is what I want to do. And I said, well, it's not really what I wanted you to do, not because I don't love wrestling, but because all that came along with it. But the good news is that the WWE today is a much better company. I mean, you can talk about football, any sport. you know, they grow and, you know, their wellness program and all the things, all the accountability that's been built into the company now to help guys stay off of drugs and booze and all that stuff and the steroids, 4-day work week. You know, we were gone all the time. So there's a lot of things much better about it, including the money.
Very, very good. And you know what? Not to end on a serious note, but hey, hearing from your own son that you're his hero, that's the coolest thing ever, huh?
Yeah, that is priceless.
Thank you very much, Ted. You're the classiest guy.
Thank you.
Classiest guy. Thank you, Ted.
Classiest guy.
He is great.
A minister.
How do we want to wrap this sucker up?
Can I get an amen?
My name. Ba-da-ba-da-ba.
Yeah, I'm threatening you.
Everybody's got a price.
Nigga, I'll kill you.
Everybody's going to pay.
They call me Threat.
Get him off the line, please.
Get him off the line.
I got rid of
He's
him.
He's fucking up the $1 million
I got
man
rid
theme.
Of him.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, excuse you.
It sounds like jumping in the original Mario arcade game a little bit, kind of.
Oh, no. Duck Hunt. Oh, that's disgusting. That is disgusting. I can't believe you do that.
Are you trying to sample this?
That is gross. You should be ashamed of all your farting.
Oh
my
God.
Okay,
all right. Oh.
Someone needs to Febreze your asshole. That's terrible. Oh, I'm ill. Oh, God. Jesus. I can't believe that.
Money, money. I thought I was pretty close.
Yes, yeah.
I was getting there.
A little bit.
I was very close.
That's like the polite one. Oh, yeah. Never mind.
Not so much.
Spoke too soon.
Oh, shit.
So, by the way,
yes.
Everyone today was... Well, I didn't have to tell you.
Thank you.
Wow.
You're too kind.
Lee, you were at your finest.
Thank you.
Your finest. Wow, come on. Come on, he was. All right, there we go.
Oh.
Thank you. Lee, you could bow.
Who told them to clap?
And Steve, you weren't bad.
Oh, what?
All right, Steve was great. Jeez,
they love me. Love
you,
Pete. Love you, Pete. Such good audience members. I love them.
Really, they are terrific.
Well, I was just about to tell the audience we're about to do another hour.
Okay. All right.
Oh. All right. Never mind.
Okay.
So much for that.
We just lost our audience. So is that the end of the show?
I think so.
All right. Well, I guess we'll be back. I think we may have a show tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm hearing possible.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. I'll keep you informed, Lee.
Okay. In the loop.
Yeah, I'll actually use my phone if I have to.
That would be nice.
If I must.
You don't yell in, like, up in the sky, just yell like I do? Hello?
Steve, is that you?
Yes, it is.
I think you did some pretty genius bits on the show today.
Are you sure?
Pardon the yawning. You too.
Do you want to leave with Holiday Row?
Yes, we sang, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Oh.
Thanks for listening.
Holiday Row. Wait, you rapping?
No.
Oh, because we're mixing to this song. For listening.
No.
That was a pretty weak rap, bro.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Jack, be quick.
Oh,
good at this part.
No, I can't synth rock that.
No one cares about this part.
Why didn't they put this on Guitar Hero?
Oh,
that's good. Don't break down the holiday. Trying to sing like it.
Thank you. And good night.